请我们翻到马太福音。
Shall we turn to Mark?
马太。
Matthew.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
马太第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
第十七节
Verse 17.
没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，皮袋就裂开，酒漏出来，连皮袋也坏了。
Nor do men put new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the wineskins burst.
唯独把新酒装在新皮袋里，两样就都保全了。
And the wine pours out, and the wineskins are ruined, but they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Shall we have a simple word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你，是你的恩典在召聚我们在这里。
Lord, we thank you. It is your grace that once again gathered us here.
我们感谢你，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, we thank you because you are God that speaks.
直到如今，你仍旧说话。
Up to now, you still speak.
你用你的话创造了宇宙。
You use your word to create the universe.
道成肉身拯救了我们。
The word become flesh to save us.
今天晚上，我们求你继续用你的话在我们中间工作。
We ask that tonight, once again, your word will work in our midst.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在这些日子里面，你的话语并不稀少。
Because in these days, your words do not lack.
当你的话落在我们深处的时候
，Because when your word comes into our hearts,
我们就能够起来跟随你。
Then we can arise to follow after you.
我们为了今天晚上这个宝贵的时间，再交在你的手里。
Lord, we place this precious time into your loving hands.
我们求你再一次对我们说话。
We ask that you once again speak to us.
我们虽然是空手的来
，Although we come empty-handed,
但是我们求你叫我们能饱满的回去。
But we can leave this place full.
主啊，但愿在这个聚会，在这一次聚会中
，in this special meeting，
你说一些的话，叫我们一生都不会忘记。
That you speak some words that we would not forget in our whole life。
但愿有一些话，叫我们能够起来跟随你。
That some words would cause us to arise to follow after you。
有一些话，叫教会能够得着复兴。
That the church might be revived through these words。
有一些话，叫教会得着折服。
That the church might be encouraged。
但愿有一些话叫教会能起来投降归给你。
That the church might be submissive to follow after.
我们求你在这些年间复兴你自己的作为。
That Lord, you will yourself revive thy own work.
听我们的祷告。
Hear this our prayer.
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
We give all glory and praise to you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才所读的圣经，我们已经交通过了，是很重要的一段。
The passage that we have just read just now, we fellowshiped already, and it's very important.
我们知道主说他就是真葡萄树。
We know that the Lord Jesus said He is the new wine skin, the true vine.
这个不是说所有的葡萄树是假的。
It's not to say that the rest of the vine are false.
地上的葡萄树都是真的。
Indeed, all the grape in this world is true.Vine is true.
那为什么主耶稣说我是真葡萄树呢
？Why is it that the Lord Jesus said He's a true vine?
我们知道这里的真在希腊原文里不是真假的真，不是。
We know that the word true in the Greek is not about true and false.
我们知道希腊的真有两个字。
We know in Greek true has got two meanings.
一个是真，对假来那个真。
On the one hand, it is true in comparison with false.
另外一个真是指着 reality， 指着实际说的。
And the second is about reality.
那么它是和 shadow 和影子是相对的。
This reality is in contrast to shadow.
我们的主是真的葡萄树。
Our Lord is a true vine.
世界上所有的葡萄树都是影子。
All the rest of the vines in this world are shadows.
都是真葡萄树的影子。
Are the shadows of the true vine.
或者这样说。
Alternatively.
或者这样说，这个所有的葡萄树当初被创造的时候有一个标本的。
There is a when all the vines in this world are created, they have a model, a mold.
这个所有的葡萄树是根据一个标本来创造的。
All the vines in this world are according to this mold.
因为每一个葡萄树都有一个故事要说。
Because every vine has a story behind it.
虽然有千千万万个故事。
Although there are thousands of stories.
因为你有千千万。有千千万万的葡萄树。
Because there are thousands of vines.
但只有一个故事。
But there's only one story.
就是说出那个真葡萄树的故事。
And that is the story of the true vine.
这什么意思呢
？What is the meaning?
我们知道普通的葡萄树。
We know that ordinary vines.
大概经过四个月。
Through 4 months.
你知道，当它生长过程里面，它从空中吸取水分，它从地里面吸取水分。
When they grow up, they absorb moisture from the air and from the ground.
然后葡萄就成熟了。
And then the grapes will be ripened.
然后我们种葡萄的人就把葡萄就丢在酒榨里面。
And then people who grow the vines will put them in the wine press.
然后最后葡萄酒就流出来。
And then the wine will come out.
所以这个故事是使水变成酒的故事。
This story tells us about how water becomes wine.
4个月之久，吸收空中的跟地中的水分。
In 4 months, they absorb the moisture from the air and the ground.
最后，你看见葡萄酒就流出来。
And then finally, the wine comes out.
弟兄姊妹，这个故事是主耶稣的故事。
But since this is the story of the Lord Jesus,
这个故事就给我们看见说
，This story tells us.
有一天，我们主来到地上。
When the Lord came one day to this world.
他的第一个神迹
，The first miracle.
就是把水变成酒。
Is to turn water into wine.
你怎么解释呢
？How do you explain?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
是不是主耶稣做了一件违反自然的事呢
？Did the Lord Jesus do something contrary to nature?
没有，这件事在自然界已经不知道发生过多少次了。
No, this thing has happened many times in nature.
主耶稣是把已经发生过的事再做一次。
The Lord just does this. What has happened again?
这个世界上有许多的葡萄树，经过4个月，然后把水变成酒。
There are many vines. After 4 months, the water turns into wine.
因为主耶稣就是真葡萄树。
Because the Lord Jesus is the true vine.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见主耶稣的故事是什么故事呢
？What's the story of the Lord Jesus here?
现在水经过他
，that the water having gone through him,
就在几万万万分之一秒里面，他就把它变成酒。
In the split of a second, it becomes wine.
所以这就是为什么主耶稣能够把水变成酒。
This is how the Lord Jesus turns water into wine.
但是主耶稣告诉他母亲说
，But the Lord Jesus told the mother,
我的时候还没有到。
My time is not yet up.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
我真正把酒水变成酒的时候还没有到。
My true time when I turn water into wine has not come.
现在为什么你们叫我把水变成酒呢
？Why is it now that you cause me to do this?
因为酒已经用尽了。
Because the wine has been finished.
在婚宴里面有人说我们的酒用尽了。
Because in the wedding, someone said the wine is finished.
好，我现在就把水变成酒。
So now I turn the water into wine.
但是我来到地上不是为主要不是为着这个的。
But when I come to this earth, the main reason is not for this.
我来到地上正在把酒给全世界的。
I came to this world to give wine to the whole world.
但是一定要等到全世界说我们的酒用尽了。
But when the whole world says that my wine has been finished.
但现在时候还没有到。
But now the time is not up.
那什么时候到了呢
？So when it will be the time?
你读约翰福音12章的时候。
You read John chapter 12.
有几个希腊人要来见耶稣。
Some Greeks came to see Jesus.
他说我们要见耶稣。
He said, I want to see Jesus.
这些人是谁呢
？Who are these people?
柏拉图的门徒。
They are the disciples of Plato.
然后是苏格拉底的门徒。
Socrates.
是亚里士多德的门徒。
The disciples of Alexander.
亚里士多德。
Aristotle.
那这些人，他们有一个梦。
They have a dream.
他们要把世界变成人间的天堂。
They want to turn this world, this earth, into man's heaven.
那个梦做了500年了。
This dream was 500 years.
到了最后
，and finally,
你看见他们来到主耶稣面前说
，He came to the Lord Jesus.
我们的酒用尽了。
He says our wine has been finished.
我们要见耶稣。
We want to see Jesus.
我们不是要见苏格拉底。
We do not want to see Aristotle.
我们见过了。
We've seen him.
亚里士多德见过了。
We've seen.Aristotle,
柏拉图也见过了。
We have seen,
现在我们要见耶稣。
Now we wish to see Jesus.
所以这个时候主耶稣怎么说呢
？So what did Jesus tell them?
人子的荣耀的时候到了。
The son of this hour has come for the son of man to be glorified.
这什么意思
？What does this mean?
现在是我把水变成酒的时候。
Now is the time I turn water into wine.
因为全世界有一个声音说我们的酒用尽了。
Because the whole world has a voice that says the wine is finished.
啊，现在是主耶稣要。把葡萄是他葡萄经过酒榨的时候。
So now is the time the grapes go through the wine press.
所以十字架就是那个酒榨。
And that is the cross is the wine press.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当我们的主从死里复活。
And the Lord was resurrected.
他就把生命就释放出来了。
He poured forth life out.
你知道亚酒池有两个的，亚酒池 the wine press.
The wine press
two parts.
Two parts.
有 upper part 就是上面的一个和下面的一个。
There's the upper part and the lower part.
这个中间的有个管子把它留在。
There is a tube connecting the two.
当葡萄放在亚酒池上面的亚酒池的。
When the grapes are put into the upper part of the wine press.
你看有许多的脚都在葡萄的上面。
And then there are many feet that will be pressing it.
本来每一个一串一串美丽的葡萄。
Originally, they are very nice grapes.
现在慢慢慢慢都失去它的形状。
And then they will be deformed.
所以这个代表死亡。
This represents death.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
因着葡萄被撕碎了
，Because the grapes are smashed，
因着葡萄被压碎了
，Because they are smashed，
结果那个酒就不知不觉地从上面 upper 的那个压酒池就流到下面的压酒池去。
And then the wine will come forth from the upper to the lower part of the wine press.
请记得
，Please remember，
上面的压酒池是代表死。
The upper wine press is represents death.
下面那个压酒池是代表复活。
The lower represents resurrection.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着我们主从死里复活。
Because our Lord went through death into resurrection.
现在你看那个新酒就产生了。
And so the new wine came forth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主是真葡萄树。
Our Lord is a true vine.
他经过十字架的工作。
Through the work of the cross.
你看新酒已经成功了。
And so the new wine has been accomplished.
但现在问题在这里。
But here the issue is.
这个新酒你要把它装在什么地方呢？
Where do you put the new wine?
主耶稣说有两个可能。
The Lord Jesus says there are two possibilities.
一个是旧皮带。
One is the old wine.
一个是新皮带。
Second is the new wine skin.
你不能把它放在旧皮带里。
You cannot put into old wine skin.
因为这个新酒充满了能力。
Because the new wine has got full of energy.
因为它刚刚变成酒，所以它里面每一个分子运动都是带着能力的。
So because it's just turned into wine, there's a lot of molecular movement in the wine.
所以如果你把它放在这个旧皮带里面，旧皮带就通常炸掉了。
If you put into the old wine skin, it will burst.
结果酒就流出来了。
And the wine will come out.
弟兄姊妹
and sisters,
我感谢主主在2000年前为我们完成救恩
2000 years ago he accomplished this for us
新酒从亚酒池里面流出来了
the new wine came forth from the wine press
现在我们要问
so now we ask,
在过去的2000年里面
in the last 2000 years
到底是什么样的器皿来装这个新酒
what kind of vessel contains this new wine
但是主说旧皮带不可以
butOld wineskin cannot.
只能够新皮带。
Only new wineskins.
那旧皮带是什么呢
？What is the old wineskin?
旧皮带就是指着犹太教授。
Old wineskin is Judaism.
弟兄姊妹。
And sisters.
主老早警告他的门徒。
The Lord told his disciples once and again.
等到新酒酿成以后。
When the new wine comes forth.
你只能够把它放在新皮带。
You can only put into new wineskins.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
我们的主不光从死里复活。
Not only did the Lord resurrect.
他也升到天上。
He ascended to heaven.
降下圣。
And then the Holy Spirit came forth.
把教会就进成工作一个身体。
And then made the church into one body.
现在这里有一个属天的器皿。
So here there's a heavenly vessel.
不是属地的器皿。
Not an earthly one.
那弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这个器皿就是基督的身体。
This vessel is the Christ's body.
它不是一个 organization.
It's not an organization.
它是个 organism.
It's an organism.
犹太教是个实实足足的一个 religion.
Judaism is a religion.
实实足足的一个 organization.
It's an organization.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们的主的新酒不能够放在旧皮带里面
New wine cannot be put into old wineskins
他只能够把它放在新皮带里面
He only put into new wineskins
新皮带就指着基督的身体来说的
New wineskin is Christ's body
但是弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
你看见旧皮带这个犹太教所代表是传统
The old wineskin represented by Judaism is tradition
人是传统的动物
Men are creatures of tradition.
人是受着人完全受传统来支配的。
Man is governed by traditions.
弟兄姊妹，你要破，你要打破传统。
You want to break tradition.
这是不容易的。
This is not an easy thing.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
你看见没有
？You see?
要我们能够脱离传统。
In order to forsake tradition,
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
你看见除非我们的主做了什么
Unless the Lord does his work,
你看见彼得
you see Peter,
得救了
he was saved,
James, 雅各也得救了
James was saved,
他们在耶路撒冷
they were in Jerusalem,
他们带领耶路撒冷的教会
they brought the church in Jerusalem,
但是因为那个犹太教的传统太厉害了
but because Judaism was so strong,
虽然有几万人得救
although there were tens of thousands of people saved,
但是居然几万人为律法热心
but they were zealous for the law,
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
你看见这里有一个危险
so, there's a danger here.
使徒们有一个危险
the disciples had a danger.
他们因为这个缘故他们忘记主耶稣说你们的福音要从耶路撒冷撒玛利亚一直传到地极
For that reason, they forgot the Lord Jesus said the gospel must start from Jerusalem to Samaria to other parts of the world
因为在耶路撒冷有几万人得救
Because in Jerusalem there are thousands of people
因为耶路撒冷的祝福太大了
Because the blessing in Jerusalem was
他们不肯走了
They were not willing to leave
他们舍不得走了
They were not willing to leave
如果不是神借着那些不是借着斯蒂凡的寻道来兴起逼迫那你看见神的儿女都不走的
So because of the martyr of Stephen and persecution the Christians that will not leave
结果因着逼迫的缘故，许多神的儿女就走了。
So because of persecution, many of the disciples left.
而反而这些使徒们，他们反而留在耶路撒冷。
But then the apostles they stayed in Jerusalem.
他们为什么留在耶路撒冷
？Why did they stay in Jerusalem?
他们难道不记得主说是从耶路撒冷开始，然后一直要到地极的
？Did they not forget the Lord saying that we start from Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the world?
耶路撒冷最多只是起点呢、啊。
The Jerusalem is just a starting point.
你不能让耶路撒冷做终点呢。
You cannot make Jerusalem the end point.
你看见吗？如果耶路撒冷是起点，而且地极是终点的话，我们就满足了神的心意。
If Jerusalem is the starting point, the end of the earth is the ending point. Then we fulfill God's heart.
但是许多人祝福太大了。
But because the blessing is too great.
所以我们就守在耶路撒冷不走了。
And so we stay in Jerusalem and not leave.
你忘记神有一个命令。
But you forget that God has a commission.
你忘记主有一个托付的。
That God has a commission.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他们不走呢
？Why do they not leave?
你知道传统力量有多大
？So this is the strength of tradition.
那个传统力量拉着他们不能走的。
The power of tradition caused them not to leave.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
这个身体不能够不动的。
But the body must move.
身体如果一直在一个地方不动，这个叫做瘫痪，叫做 paralyzed.
If the body is in one place and not moving, it's paralyzed.
所以他一定要从耶路撒冷一直走到地极的。
And so from Jerusalem to go to the end of the earth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
使徒们不走。
Apostles did not leave.
彼得不走。
Peter did not leave.
雅各不走。
James did not leave.
神借着这个逼迫，就把许多神的儿女就。就把他们分散了。
Through persecution, God caused all the disciples to leave.
结果他们无论到什么地方，就把福音送到什么。
So wherever they went, the gospel went.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
耶路撒冷有彼得。
Jerusalem had Peter.
彼得一开口，3000人、5000人得救。
When Peter opened his mouth, 3,000, 5,000 were saved.
现在彼得不见了。
Now Peter is missing.
但是安提阿的教会起来。
But the church of Antioch arose.
以弗所的教会起来。
The church in Ephesus arose.
你看见老底家的教会起来了。
Laodicea church arose.
你看在罗马的教会也起来了。
The church in Rome arose.
我们现在要问。
So now we need to ask.
如果你坚守传统的话。
If you keep to tradition.
你看见说不会进步的。
Then you see that no improvement.
人数是增加了。
Numbers will increase.
但是神的旨意。
But God's will is not fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，不止彼得跟雅各不肯走，不止彼得跟雅各不肯走。
Not just Peter and James not willing to leave.
现在保罗到了耶路撒冷。
Paul has now come to Jerusalem.
因为他受了很多的误会。
Because he was misunderstood.
所以雅各就劝他说。
So James advised him.
你也献祭好了。
Why don't you offer some sacrifices?
你也像他们一样。
You'll be like the rest of them.
你也到圣殿里面。
You go to the temple.
你也等候祭司。
You wait for the priest.
你和他们一模一样。
Then you'll be like them.
你也为了律法热心。
You'll be zealous for the law.
弟兄姊妹，这样。所有的误会就没有了。
All the misunderstandings will go.
这样逼迫就没有了。
The persecutions will cease.
这样十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
Then the difficulties of the cross will be.
你要受许多的欢迎。
Then you'll be liked by many people.
那教会就在犹太教的保护伞底下。
Then the church will be under the umbrella of the. Of the Judaism,
那就平安了。
Then there'll be peace.
哪里会有逼迫呢
？Then there'll be no persecution.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？因着这个缘故
，You see,
连保罗。都软弱了。
Even Paul became weak.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神不能够再等下去。
God could not wait anymore.
神爱保罗。
God loved Paul.
神爱他的教会。
God loved the church.
所以他就把保罗的手监禁起来。
And so, God chained the hands of Paul.
结果在监狱里面。
And so in prison.
他的眼睛开启了。
Paul's eyes were opened.
他看见那个新的皮带。
He saw the new wine skin.
其实老早以前，28年前他就看见了。
Actually, 28 years ago, Paul already saw.
那个时候看见，但那个时候没有话。
At the time, he saw, but he had no word.
现在不止看见，现在神也给他话。
Not only he see, now he has word.
那感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着他有话的缘故。
Because now he has word.
全教会今天的教会能够看见保罗所看见。
Today, the whole church can see what Paul has seen.
弟兄姊妹。
My sisters.
什么叫做新皮带呢
？What is the new wine skin?
新皮带就是。基督的身体。
New wine skin is Christ's body.
那么弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这一段历史我们都读过的。
This history we have already read.
但是你读整个教会的历史。
But you read the whole church history.
你看见教会历史还是回到传统去。
The church history still returned back to tradition.
礼拜四我们已经说过了。
On Thursday we have already fellowship.
我们知道说因为那个影响那么大的原因。
Because the influence was so great.
结果经过2000年。
After 2000 years.
无论是天主教也好无论是更正教也好。
Whether it's Catholicism or Protestant,
整个基督教所代表的乃是一个传统。
The whole thing represented by Christianity is a tradition.
它的传统乃是接续着犹太教的。
This tradition follows Judaism.
然后再加上世界的。
And then to add to the world to it.
就像主耶稣所说的。
Just like what the Lord Jesus said.
你看见吗？有一天教会要世界化的。
One day the church will become secularized.
有一天教会要犹太教化。
One day the church will be Judaized.
你进到教会里面。
Once you come into the church.
和这世界没有两样。
No different from the world.
你进到教会里面。
Come to the church.
和犹太教没有两样。
No different from Judaism.
怎么会变成这样子呢？
How has it become so?
你看见这就是主的预言给我们看见。
This is what the Lord prophesied.
所以什么叫做基督教呢？
What is Christianity?
什么叫什么就是指的那旧的皮带来说。
And that is the old wineskin, the religion.
你看不知不觉的人就进到那个传统里面去。
And then unknowingly people go into tradition.
弟兄姊妹，
right, so
我们说过犹太教有两个系统。
We say that Judaism has got two systems.
有两个模式，有两个 mode.
Two modes.
你看一个是圣殿。
One is the temple.
你看有祭司。
And there's a priest.
你看见有律法。
And there's law.
你看见有圣殿。
And that's the temple.
还有一个是会堂的制度。
And then there's the system of the synagogue.
会堂的制度有拉比。
There's the rabbi.
不是每一个人都懂得圣经。
Not everybody knew the scripture.
现在有一个人他比我们更懂得。
Someone who knows the scripture better.
你要明白神的旨意吗？
You want to know God's will?
你要让他来解释。
Then you ask him to explain.
弟兄姊妹。
My sisters.
但是主说。
Our Lord said.
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So my sisters.
现在我们明白吗？
Now we understand.
这里有两个制度。
There are two systems.
一个是会堂的制度。
One is the system of the.
那现在会堂里面是没有献祭的。
There are no sacrifices in the synagogue.
但是会堂他们还是有建筑物。
But there is a building, the synagogue.
到了礼拜六的时候。
On Saturday.
他们也聚在一起。
They come together.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
你看见说多多少少还是承受了圣殿的模式。
And so they still inherit the temple mode.
但重点不一样了。
But the emphasis is different.
圣殿重在祭司。
The temple emphasizes the priest.
那么会堂重在先知。
The synagogue emphasizes prophets.
那先知特别指着神的话来说。
Prophets talk about the word of God.
特别指着神的旨意来说。
Talk about God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、see,
你看见这个就是主耶稣所在，有保罗所在的时候，那个时候整个犹太教的特点。
And so when Paul was present, that was the specialty of Judaism.
我们已经说过了。
So we said.
等到教会在最黑暗的时期。
When the church was in the darkest ages.
主的桌子变成祭坛。
The Lord's table became an altar.
祝福饼杯的人变成祭司了。
The one who blessed us became the priest.
然后呢，这个桌子上那个这个饼和杯就变成 sacrifices 了。
And the cup and the bread became sacrifices.
那因着这个缘故，
For that reason,
你聚会那这在摆饼杯那个桌子祭坛的地方就变成圣殿。
And then the table where the table is, the altar became the sanctuary.
而且整个的聚会，整个的场所就变成圣殿了。
And then the whole place became the temple.
你们来到礼拜堂。就来到圣殿。
When you come to the building, you come to the temple.
犹太教有礼拜堂，
Judaism,
犹太教有圣殿。
Judaism has got temple.
现在基督教就有了礼拜堂。
And so the Christian religion also has got the building.
在观念里面。在观念 in the concept,
in the concept,
你看见几乎是一模一样的。
The conceptually they are the same.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
所以世界上人说，
and so the worldly people,
这是犹太教，
this is Judaism,
这是基督教。
This is Christianity.
你怎么知道你是基督教呢？
How do you know this Christian religion?
你每个礼拜天你去望弥撒。
You have a mass on the Lord's day. On Sunday.
望弥撒。Okay.
Mass, right?
Celebrate mass.
You celebrate the mass.
那么你一定要去望弥撒的。
Then you must celebrate the mass.
那这个就是你，这就是基督徒了。
This is to be a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，
right, sisters,
你看见很明显的教会犹太教化。
And so the church became Judaized.
但是自从马丁路德和加尔文起来改革以后，
But since the time of Martin Luther and John Calvin,
Reformation,
and the Reformation,
那么经过这个以后，
After this,
你看见说教会的确从巴比伦拯救出来了。
The church was rescued from Babylon.
但是不要忘记，
But let's not forget,
不知不觉的还是落到犹太教的形式里面去。
Unknowingly, the church fell back into the tradition.
现在不是圣殿制度。
Now it's not the system of the temple.
现在就变成了会堂的制度。
Now became the system of the synagogue.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
其实加尔文是很有感觉。
But John Calvin had got a lot of.
加尔文认为说，在教会里面所有属于巴比伦的东西，通通要打掉。
He felt that those things in the church belonging to Babylon had to be cast away.
所以从这一点来讲，加尔文比马丁路德更彻底。
You know that John Calvin was even more precise than Martin Luther.
马丁路德说，圣经里没有禁止的，我们还是可以做。
What Martin Luther said, as long as there's not forbidden in the church, we can still do.
但是加尔文说不。
But John Calvin said no.
凡是圣经没有的，我们就不做。
As long as what the Bible did not say, we will not do it.
你看，这是两个完全不同的观念。
This is totally a different point of view.
所以，就着这一点来说，你看见加尔文比马丁路德进步的多了。
So you see that John Calvin was even more progressive than Martin Luther.
但是很可惜。
But
那个传统的力量太大了。
But the power of tradition was great.
在加尔文身上没有问题。
There was no problem in the person of John Calvin.
结果在跟随加尔文身上就产生问题。
But the followers of John Calvin had problems.
所以你知道后来呀，在 Puritan 里面。
So finally, in the Puritans.
清教徒里面。
In Puritans.
有两种的。
There are two kinds.
一种仍旧是在圣公会底下，仍旧在 Church of England 底下。
One still within the Church of England.
还有一个叫 Separatist 或者叫 Dissenters， 他们就离开了圣公会。
And the other is the Separatist.
那么这些人就是许多人就是 congregation 的，就是所谓公，就是公理中的这一班人。
And those people are the congregationalists.
那么这些公理中的人
，and the congregationalists，
就做教训来说是跟随加尔文。
According to teaching, they follow John Calvin.
他们按理来讲应该在一起敬拜的时候，就像加尔文所看见的一样。
What they ought to do when they worship must be what the seeing of John Calvin
was. 应该用心灵和诚实来拜。
They should worship God in spirit and truth.
但是没有多久以后
，but not too long，
他们的敬拜是 programmed.
Their worship became programmed.
他们整个的敬拜是有程序的。
And then there was an order.
所以弟兄姊妹，你来到聚会里面
When you come to a meeting,
到底是程序来决定你的聚会呢，还是圣灵来引导你来聚会？
Is it the program that caused the people to worship, or is it the spirit that caused the worship?
所以虽然这些人得到加尔文很多的帮助，
Although they were greatly helped by John Calvin,
但是因为什么呢？因为这个传统力量太大太大的。
Because tradition was so strong.
结果你看见他们又回到传统里面。
And then they went back into tradition.
所以从前到礼拜天去望弥撒的。
Last time when they went to Sunday for mass.
Yeah, 犹太教有圣殿。
Judaism had got temple.
现在我们也到礼拜堂里面去聚会。
Now we come to the church building.
那么马丁路德改教了以后。
After the Reformation,
加尔文改教了以后。
After the Reformation of John Calvin.
现在进步了。
It was improved.
教会里面现在应该没有偶像了。
Now the church got no more idols.
那从前到礼拜堂，现在还到礼拜堂。
Last time you come to the building, now you still come to the temple building.
从前是望弥撒。
Last time is mass.
现在我们戴耳朵要去听道具。
Now we bring our ears to hear the word.
所以我们知道说在改革 Reformation 里面那个特点是什么，就是 pulpit， 就是那个讲台。
So the specialty of Reformation was the pulpit.
到了礼拜天，我们一定要去听道具。
Come to Sunday, they come and listen to the word.
那弟兄姊妹，谁能够把神的真理告诉我们
？Who can tell the God's truth to everybody?
这是拉比做的事。
This is the work of the rabbi.
我们每一个人应该都是弟兄。
Everybody ought to be brothers.
每一个人应该都读圣经。
Everybody ought to study the Bible.
现在我们说我们不明白什么。
Now we say we don't understand the Bible.
只有拉比能明白。
Only the rabbis understand.
好像从前
，It's like last time.
我们觉得。我们需要有一班的祭司来教，在教会中。
We need a group of priests to teach people.
我们太忙了。
We are too busy.
所以我们大家要大家要我们大家要来供应，要来这个 support 一班侍奉神的人。
So we all of us need to support these people who serve the Lord.
本来每个人都是侍奉神的。
Originally, everyone ought to be serving the Lord.
现在变成少数是侍奉神的。
Now it's only a small group of people.
弟兄姊妹，这不是教会黑暗的时期的事情。
Isn't this what happened in the Dark Ages?
这不是犹太教光景里面的情形吗？
Just the situation of the Judaism.
现在进步多了。
But now we progress.
但是不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
还是在旧的皮带里。
You're still in your old wineskin.
有一个很有名的神学家。
There is a very famous theologian.
他可以说是在 Congregationalist 里面的一个神学家。
He was a theologian, the Congregationalist.
他怎么说呢
？He say,
他如果你今天来到 Congregation 看，来到这个改革中的不是，来到公理中的弟兄姊妹中
间。If you come to the Congregationalist amongst them,
结果你会发现什么
？You realize one thing.
你会发现，事实上呢，我们还是坚守传统的。
In reality, we are still following tradition.
所以他怎么说呢
？So what do you say?
他说我们的母亲是 the Church of England.
Our mother is the Church of England.
意思是我们的母亲是圣公会。
Our mother is the Church of England.
但是我们的祖母是 Roman Catholic.
But our grandmother is Roman Catholic.
我们的曾祖母是 Judaism.
Our great grandmother is Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你如果读教会历史
，If you study church history,
你看得很清楚
，You see very clearly.
2000年来
，Last 2000 years,
教会的历史乃是传统的历史
，The church history is a traditional,
乃是旧时代的历史
，It's old wineskin.
弟兄姊妹，你把天主教跟正教加在一起，
就 put Catholicism and Protestant together,
你怎么去解释它呢？
How do you explain?
这就是我们主所说的。
This is what the Lord said.
人把酒放在旧皮袋。
People put wine into old wineskin.
因为遵守传统是最容易的事。
Because following tradition is the easiest.
你不需要来到神面前。
You don't have to come to the presence of the Lord.
你看见吗？从前怎么做，现在怎么做？
What last time we did, we do it now.
你不要问说主啊，今天该怎么做？
You don't need to ask the Lord what to do today.
传统嘛。
Because it's tradition.
你不要问说我剥饼怎么剥？
You don't have to ask what do we do in
breaking bread. 我们上来就这样剥饼。
Because we've been breaking bread all along this way.
但是弟兄姊妹，
My brothers and sisters,
当人跟从传统的时候，
When men follow tradition,
你看生命和自然就漏掉了。
Then the life will be lacking.
因着人与元首脱节的缘故，
because there is a disconnect with God,
因着人与神脱节的缘故，
because there's a disconnect with God,
你看人就死了，
then man became dead.
所以来到教会里面，
so we come to the church,
你看见的是仪文，
then you will see
rituals, 你看见的是组织，
then you see
你看见的是programs,
then you see programs,
所以你就变成机器了，
then you become a machine,
你自然就 fit in 到那个 program 里面去了，
then you fit into a program.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
等到 program 是要站起来，你站起来，
and the program is arrived,
坐下就坐下，
you sit down, you sit down.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你明白吗？
You see?
这个就是传统的故事，
this is a story of tradition.
这个就是旧皮带的故事，
this is a story of old wineskin.
但是感谢主，
but dear Brothers and sisters,
有一件太好的消息，
there is a good news.
神在教会是历史里面，
That God in the church history,
曾经为他自己留下七千人没有向巴力屈膝。
God left 7,000 who did not bow down to Baal.
当你看见整部教会历史好像是旧皮带的历史，
When you look at church history as though it is tradition,
你看见它也是新皮带的历史。
Then you also see the history of the new wineskin.
那么弟兄姊妹，
the brothers and sisters,
你看见每一个时代，
in every generation,
神都留下一些人没有向巴力屈膝。
God preserved a group of people that did not bow down to Baal.
所以今天晚上我们很快的说一点他们的故事。
And so tonight we reiterate some of the stories.
那这个故事是很长的故事。
This is a long story.
但是我把它点一下。
But I just point out a few points.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道说我们今天并不孤单。
Then you realize that we are not lonely.
如果你没有历史，
If you have no history,
你不明白历史，
if you don't understand history,
你会觉得我们是一般最特别的人。
Then you realize that we are just a, think we are a special group of people.
只有我们是教会，别人都不是。
It's as if we are the church and others are not.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
这个难处在哪里？
Where's the difficulty?
难处就是我们眼睛是瞎的。
Because we are blind.
我们不认识我们自己。
We do not recognize ourselves.
你看在教会历史里面，
in church history,
神已经做了这样荣耀的事。
God already did such a glorious work.
所以因着这个缘故，
for that reason,
当我们来看那些故事的时候，
when we see these stories,
我们就要得着很多的帮助。
Then we are greatly helped.
比方说，我们礼拜四已经说过了。
In, on Thursday we already said.
你看见当加尔文起来以后，
When John Calvin came out,
在法国有一班人得着加尔文的帮助。
In France there's a group of people who was helped by him.
他们受了很多的逼迫。
They were persecuted.
结果有的人逃到美国，逃到瑞士。
And then there were people who fled to U.S.
还有人根本不能逃了。
And then some people couldn't flee.
那怎么办呢？
So what happened?
向来他们觉得一有个地方才能聚会的。
And so there was near a place to.In the past, they had a place to worship.
一定有个牧师才能够聚会。
In the past, they needed a pastor.
一定有个讲台才能聚会。
They needed a pulpit in the past.
那结果现在呢？
And now,
你看见说，这是不许可的。
And it was not allowed anymore.
在苦教会受苦难的时候，
When the church was in persecution,
他只能化整为零的。
Then they could just not do all these things.
把化整为零，就是把一个整体的东西把它解散了。
But this disintegrated.Something whole.
结果你看不见，你看不见。
Then you cannot see anymore.
所以这样你主才保守他们。
Then only then the Lord preserved them.
所以我们才晓得。
Then the Lord
有一段时间
in this time,
在法国
in France,
在许多的旷野。
In the wilderness,
在山里面
in the mountains,
有很多的聚会
there were many many meetings.
这些弟兄姊妹
these brothers and sisters,
他们无论在哪里都能够聚会
wherever they were, they could meet.
你看见圣灵做了奇妙的工作
so the Holy Spirit did a wonderful work.
如果不是逼迫的话
if not for persecution,
他们一直坚守那个传统
they will continue the tradition.
没有礼拜堂他们不能聚会
without a meeting place, they couldn't meet.
没有牧师不能聚会
without a pastor, they couldn't meet.
没有讲台不能聚会
without a pulpit, they couldn't meet.
但是现在主一步一步地改变他们
but the Lord one step at a time,
一步一步地教育他们
the Lord changed them.
结果他们成为旷野中的教会。
Then they became the church in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
怎么会有旷野中的教会呢？
How can a church be in the wilderness?
只有礼拜堂里面的教会。
Isn't it only a church in the building?
只有圣殿里面的教会。
Only isn't there a church only in the building?
现在你看见神做了一件很特别的事。
But you see God did a wonderful work.
你看见无论在哪里都可以有教会。
No matter where they are.There could be a church.
教会不是个房子吗？
Because the church is not a building.
教会乃是我们这些人。
Because the church is us.
我们这些人无论到哪里，你看见教会就在哪里。
Wherever we go, the church will be there.
我们这些如果在罗马，
if we are in Rome,
受逼迫的时候，
if we are in persecution,
你看罗马的基督徒就把地下挖空了。
Then the Romans will dig in the ground.
结果他们在那里聚会。
And they do meet underground.
他们在坟墓也可以聚会。
They meet beside the graveyard.
什么地方都可以聚会。
They meet wherever they could.
在山顶聚会，在海边也可以聚会。
They could meet on the mountainside. They could on the seaside.
弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
你看见这是传统吗？这不是传统。
Is this tradition? No.
你看见这是基督的身体。
This is Christ's body.
所以因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
你看见圣灵教导他们。
The Holy Spirit taught them.
叫他们看见说，无论在哪里。
That no matter where they are,
因为他们就是神的殿
，because they are the temple of God，
他们就是神同在的地方
，because that's where the presence of the Lord is。
所以弟兄姊妹，是他们把神的同在带到每个地方。
It is them that brings the presence of the Lord wherever they go。
他们在哪里
？Wherever they go，
天堂就在哪里
？Heaven is heaven will be。
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
本来天堂只能在礼拜堂里面。
Originally, heaven could only be in the church building。
本来天堂只能够在圣殿里面的。
At first, heaven could only be in the temple。
现在不是了。
But now it's not。
因着受逼迫的缘故。
Persecution,
你看见没有
？You see,
因着这个缘故
，for that reason,
主教导他们
，the Lord taught them,
哪里都可以聚会
，they could meet anywhere.
所以这叫做旷野中的教会
，that's called the church in the wilderness.
那我已经说过了
，so I said,
因为他们的传统太深了
，because they're so strong in their tradition.
他们觉得你做基督不可能没有讲台
，because they thought that as a Christian, they cannot
do without pulpit. 礼拜天没有讲台就不叫做教会
，on Sunday without pulpit, it's not called.
所以他们逃难的时候把讲台抱到抬着走的
，wherever they fled, they brought the pulpit along with them.
但是讲台抬着走，别人敌人会看得见。
If they bring the pulpit, the enemy can see.
所以他们很聪明。
So they were very intelligent.
那敌人不来的时候，他们就在讲台讲道。
When the enemy was not around, they stood on the pulpit.
敌人一来，他把它折一折，就变成个啤酒桶。
When the enemy came, the pulpit became a wine barrel.
那敌人看见是个啤酒桶，就跑掉了。
And so when the enemy saw the wine barrel, they left.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
感谢主。你如果读他们的故事，真的很受感动。
You will touch when you read the story.
但是主开他们的眼睛。
The Lord opened their eyes.
因着他们学了那么多的功课。
Because they learned so many lessons.
在法国的南。
In the south side of,
到处都是他们。
They were everywhere.
结果等到有一天
，So one day,
神从英国兴起了一位弟兄。
If England God raised a brother,
他的名字叫 John Nelson Darby.
His name is John Nelson Darby.
结果他来到了那一带。
He came to this region.
有一个城南，法国南部有一个很有名的城叫 Montpellier.
In the south of France, a place called Montpellier.
这个 Montpellier 附近有本来就有很多旷野中的教会。
In the surrounding of Montpellier, there were a lot of wilderness.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
经过这么久的逼迫。
But after such a long persecution.
经过圣灵这么久的教导。
After the Holy Spirit's teaching.
现在他们时候到了。
Now the time has come.
现在他们能够听明白神的话。
Now they understand God's word.
现在借着John Nelson Darby,
through John Nelson Darby,
他能把保罗所看见对他们再说一遍。
What Paul has seen, now Darby could reiterate again.
等到 Darby 起来为主说话的时候
，When Darby spoke for the Lord,
你看见他们说这不是圣经里面的教训吗
？Isn't this what the Bible taught?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、says,
你看许多人就得着 John Nelson 的帮助。
So a lot of people were helped by Nelson Darby.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
结果在法国南部
，in the south of France，
本来是旷野中的教会
，originally was a church in the wilderness。
现在你看，每一个地方都是基督的身体
，and now everywhere is the body of Christ。
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
我们要问说 ，John Nelson Darby 是谁
？Who is John Nelson Darby？
是不是他们看见了别人没有看见的
？Did they see what others did not see？
一点都不错， yeah. 的的确确 ，John 神给 John Nelson Darby 看见了一些东西。
Indeed, God caused Darby to see many things。
但是不要忘记
，but let's not forget
John Nelson Darby。乃是骑在先人的肩膀上才看得清楚的。
John Nelson Darby stood on the shoulders of the ones before him.
你知道一个小孩子要看 parade 的时候看不见的。
You know a child you want to see a parade cannot see.
结果站在爸爸肩膀上就看见了。
But if you stand on the shoulders of the parents,
Darby 凭着自己看不见的。
Based on Darby himself, you couldn't see.
但是你看见神在教会里面做了很多的工作。
But God did a great work in the church.
结果你看见 John Nelson Darby 就骑在巨人的肩膀上，他就看见了。
So John Nelson Darby stood on the hands of giants.
那现在我们，要问。
So now we ask.
在 Darby 以前
，Before Darby，
神做了些什么工作
？What did God do？
Darby 是个学者。
Darby was a scholar.
John Calvin 是个学者。
Calvin was a scholar.
我们知道说 Wycliffe 是个学者。
Wycliffe was a scholar.
Martin Luther 是个学者。
Martin Luther was a scholar.
那现在我们要问，
Now we need to ask,
是不是你一定要有学问？
Do you need to be intellectual?
是不是你书要读的很多？
Must you study many books?
你才能够明白神的旨意。
Then you understand God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当你回过头去看教会历史的时候。
Turn back to see church history.
你觉得神做了一件许多奇妙的事。
You see, God did many amazing things.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
等到达比起来读教会历史。
When Darby came out to study church history.
起来读圣经的时候。
Study the Bible.
他眼睛就开启。
His eyes were opened.
原来新酒要装在新皮袋里。
New wine must put in new wine skins.
因为传统的影响太大。
Because the tradition was so strong.
人根本不认什么叫做教会。
Man cannot understand what's a church.
现在神要做恢复的工作。
Now God needs to do a revival.
要借着达比
through David,
借助其他的人
through other people,
把人再带回到圣经里
bring people back to the Bible,
能看见保罗所看见的
to see what Paul has seen.
那现在我们要问
so now we need to ask,
在大比以前有什么事发生了呢
before David, what happened?
那这是很长的故事
this is a long story.
我想我们暂时从教会黑暗的时候开始说
let's start from the dark ages of the church.
到了教会最黑暗的时候
in the dark ages of the church,
你看你不知道什么叫救恩
We do not know what's grace.
因为什么呢？那个时候他们卖赎罪券。
Because at that time they sold indulgences.
那你买了赎罪券，你就可以得救了。
After buying indulgences, you'll be saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看人不认识，你看到那个时候对救恩完全不认识。
People did not understand salvation.
那时候圣经是用链子把它链起来。
At the time the Bible was chained.
所以没有人明白圣经。
People didn't understand the Bible.
你知道德国有个很有名的 bishop。
In Germany, there was a very famous bishop.
他怎么说呢
What did he say?
他说感谢神
Thank the Lord.
保罗书信我从来没有读过
I never ever read Paul's epistles.
幸好我没有读保罗书信
Good, thank goodness I didn't read Paul's epistles.
如果我读保罗书信的话
If I read Paul's epistles,
那我就像马丁路德一样是异端了
Then I will be heretic like Martin Luther.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗一个 bishop 不读圣经的
A bishop doesn't study the Bible.
为什么
Why?
因为那个时候圣经用链子链起来
Because at that time the Bible was chained.
没有圣经
Without the Bible,
你怎么明白救恩
How do you understand salvation?
甚至为什么教会里面充满迷信的缘故
So that's why it became superstitious in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹
So my sisters,
这是教会最黑暗最黑暗
This is the darkest ages of the church.
不要忘记
Let's not forget.
教会最黑暗的时候
In the darkest ages,
不光是有祭司
Not only were there priests,
不光是有圣殿
Not only were there temple.
你知道那个时候欧洲有一半的土地都是教会的
You know that at that time Europe half the land was the church, belonged to the church.
为什么
Why?
因为现在教会变成非常富有了
Because the church was rich.
因着教会富有的缘故
Because the church was rich.
你看最有权势的人是教会中 就是那些祭司
The ones who were most powerful were the priests.
就是那些 clergy 就是所谓圣品阶级的人
They were the clergy that were the most powerful.
弟兄姊妹你看见没有
You see?
因为教会是非常有权柄的
Because the church had a lot of authority.
教会为什么有权柄
Why the church had authority?
你看见说教皇和皇帝比较起来
Because compared to the emperor and the pope
你看见吗这皇帝管教皇的身体
The emperor controlled the
他的身体
The body
而教皇管皇帝的灵魂
The pope controlled the emperor's spirit
他们各管自己的
spirit soul
一个皇帝这个我们知道比方说 我举个例子吧
Let me give you an example
比方说法国的皇帝
Take the emperor of France
或不是罗马的皇帝
Take the emperor of Rome
这个皇帝他当然可以支配教皇的身体
He can control the body govern the body of the pope
因为他是王嘛
Because he's the emperor
所以他叫你怎么到哪里就到哪里
So wherever he say you go, you go
所以身体是听教是皇帝的话的
So the body listens to the will of the emperor
但是呢教皇是管这个皇帝的灵魂的
But the popeGoverns the emperor's spirit soul.
你看哪个比较厉害
See which one is more
当然是教皇比较厉害嘛 More powerful.
Isn't the pope more powerful?
为什么呢
Why?
因为教皇把天堂的门一关你就再也进不去了
Because if the pope closes the door of heaven then you cannot go in anymore.
有过这个事情的
This happened before.
你知道吗在这个在什么地方你知道这个有一个很有名的一个这个怎么讲很有名的一个教皇啊
There was a very, very famous pope.
你知道最后连那个皇帝啊一定要在那里在这个一定要求他希望他能够把救恩的门打开的
The emperor had to plead for him for the salvation's door to be opened.
这个故事太多太多了
There are so many of such stories.
所以弟兄姊妹
So my sisters,
现在你就知道说
Now you realize,
这个当教会最黑暗的时候
When the church became in the darkest ages,
那就是祭司的权柄最大的时候
The authority of the priest was the highest.
你看见没有
Do you see?
这些人本来是神与人中间的
At first they were the between God and man
现在呢他们变成非常非常有权柄
Now they became full of authority
因着权柄的缘故
Because of authority
很自然就腐败了
Then they became corrupt
你相不相信
Do you believe?
有一度曾经有一次的教皇有三胞胎的
At first
就同一个时候有三个教皇的
At that time there was one time there were three popes
同一个时候产生的
at the same time,
这怎么可能这样发生呢
How could it happen?
那不光这样
Not only so,
按理来讲教皇不可能把他的位置传给他儿子的
The Pope cannot give his position to his children
教皇怎么会有儿子呢
How can the Pope have son?
但是你看在教会最黑暗的时候
When the darkest ages
这些是通通的发生过
All these things happened
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你看见当 教会离开神旨意的时候
，When the church leaves God's will，
你看见许多的罪就进来了。
There are a lot of sin will come in，
因为你只要违反神的旨意
，As long as you go against God's will，
结果最后一定离开神的。
You surely leave God，
然后最后许多的罪恶自然就带到教会里面。
And then all the sins will come into the church。
所以我们可以想象得到
，So we can imagine，
当教会最黑暗的时候
，When the church was in the darkest，
那大概就是12世纪、13世纪的时候。
It is in the 12th, 13th century。
那个时候，你如果读教会历史，可以说最黑暗、最黑暗的时候。
If you study church history, that's the darkest times。
那么很清楚了。
And so very clearly，
新酒果然是装在旧皮袋里面。
New wine put into old wineskins。
你望弥撒的时候
，When you do the mass，
你到礼拜堂去的时候
，When you come to the，
给你看见的和犹太教没有两样。
There's no different from Judaism.
犹太教的祭司有制服的。
The priests of Judaism had got garments.
Uniform.
Uniform.
现在你看见说这个天主教里面的教会里面的祭司也是有 uniform.
And Catholicism also had uniforms.
所以弟兄姊妹，你搞不清楚到底这是犹太教呢还是基督教。
And so you cannot differentiate between Judaism and Christianity.
这是12世纪的事。
This is what happened to 12th century.
按人来看。
According to man,
没有希望。
There was no hope.
按人来看，人不可能知道教会是什么。
People at that time, it's impossible to see what the church is.
但是你如果读教会历史的话
，But if you study church history,
你知道那个时候有两班的人。
You know that there are two groups of people.
我们姑且以法国来做我们姑且以法国来做例子好了。
If we take France as an analogy,
你知道法国第二大城叫里昂。
That the second largest city in France.
叫里昂，里昂，
里昂。
我们第一大城是巴黎，第二是里昂。
We know that the largest was Paris, second Lyon.
那如果你从里昂一直往 Nice 或者往马赛那里走，就是一直往南走的。
If you go south from Lyon to Marseille,
所以那里有一条河叫 Rhone River.
There was a Rhone River.
那个 river 呢，很自然就把法国的南部分作西边跟东边的。
And then this river splits the France into east and west.
那么这个河的东边就是阿尔卑斯山所在的地方。
So on this on the west side, it's
阿尔卑斯山 Alps.
Alps. The Alps.
那阿尔卑斯山，那么你可以看到山上有很多的雪，然后下面有，那么当然山底下有许多的山谷。
And so on the Alps, a lot of snow on the mountains, and in the and the bottom.
Yeah. 然后 Rhone River 的西边呢，就是法国南部最富有的地方。
And then on the other side of this river is the most prosperous part of France.
有一度法国南部有个城叫 Toulouse， 到现在叫 Toulouse。这个 Toulouse 这个城比巴黎还要发达。有一度。
On the south side of France.Toulouse, there's this even more prosperous than Paris.
所以那个可以说是法国的这个乐园，可以说都是在南部的。
And that's the garden of France.
那么就在那个时候
，and at the time,
教会最黑暗的时候
，at the darkest times of the church,
有两班的基督徒。
There are two groups of Christians.
一班的基督徒叫做 Waldenses.
There is the one group called Waldenses.
还有一班基督徒叫做 Albigenses.
Another group called Albigenses,
也叫做 Cathars,
also Cathars.
所以这是两班不同的基督徒。
And there are two groups here.
但是请记得。
But let's remember.
这两班基督徒他们的特点在什么地方
？What's the specialty of these two groups?
这个 Waldenses 这个字啊，是和山谷发生关系的。
This Waldenses got to do the Alps.
就是说他们这些基督徒是躲在山谷里面的。
They hide in the mountains.
为什么躲在山谷里面呢
？Why do they hide in the mountains?
因为他们要离开罗马越远越好。
Because they want to.Be as far away from Rome as possible.
所以这些人都是散布在阿尔卑斯山谷里面。
So they are in this in the mountains.
Being scattered in the
valley. Being scattered in the mountains.
所以我们称他们做谷中的弟兄们。
So they are the scattered brothers.
No. 谷中 the valleys.
The valleys.
The brethren of the valleys.
The brethren in the valleys.
就是说他们是谷中的弟兄们。
They are brethren in the valleys.
你看见吗？他们现在隐藏在，他们是隐藏在那些谷里、谷中里。
They are hidden in the valleys.
那还有一帮人呢。
And then another group.
我刚才说过，就是在 Rhone River 西边的，在法国南部的有一帮的基督徒。
And so this other group of people from the other side of the river.
那这一帮的基督徒，他们叫做 Cathars.
They are the Cathars.
或者 Cathars 就是 Puritans， 就是清教徒的意思。
They are the Puritans.
那么不光这样。
Not only so.
而且我们这为什么叫 Albigenses 呢？因为有一个城叫 Albi， 所以这一帮基督徒就称作 Albigenses.
Because there's a town called Albi, so they're called Albigenses.
那请记得。
Let's remember,
在十二世纪的时候
，In the 12th century,
对于罗马教会来说
，In the Roman Catholic Church,
最头痛的是两班的基督徒。
The most headache are two groups of Christians.
一个是 Albigenses， 还有一个就 Cathars。
One group is the Katas, the other group is the Valdentis.
那这两班的人有什么不同呢
？What is the difference between the two groups？
这个啊，这个 Valdensis，
Valdensis，
他们很可能就是从使徒时代就已经有了。
They originated probably from the apostles.
结果你知道，他们就散布因着逼迫、逃避、逃逃，因着在那逃逼迫的缘故。
Because of persecution.
因为逃避逼迫的缘故。
Because of persecution, they fled.
所以他们就藏在山谷里面。
And so they hid in the mountains.
然后他们一直持守主自己的见证。
And they followed the Lord's testimony.
虽然他们不在罗马。
Although they were not in Rome,
你在罗马再往北走，慢慢到了阿尔卑斯山，意大利阿尔卑斯山，他们就离开罗马很远了。
They are far away from Rome, having traveled in that direction.
那，啊，我们知道阿尔卑斯山有意大利的阿尔卑斯山这边的。
This
the Alps,
okay.
You French Alp, 一个 Italian.
There's Alps. A French Alps and an Italian Alps.
还有一个 Swiss Alps.
Then there's Swiss Alps.
那么我们知道阿尔卑斯山是意大利跟法国跟瑞士他们所共有的。
And so this Alps is all shared by these countries.
那么这一班弟兄们，他们把自己就躲在阿尔卑斯山谷里面。
And so these brothers hid in the Alps.
然后呢，他们往上爬，翻过阿尔卑斯山，可以到法国那边去。
If they come over to the other side of the Alps, they go to France.
所以法国那边的谷中的弟兄们，都是他们逃难从意大利那边翻山过来的。
And so the people there.In the French Alps came from this other side of the Alps.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们可以知道说，最早他们应该是在阿尔卑斯山意大利那边的。
Originally, they should have been from the Alps in Italy.
那结果他们逃避两个逼迫。
Because they fled two persecutions.
一个是罗马帝国的逼迫。
One is a Roman persecution.
还有一个，他们不愿意照着罗马教会的教训来做。
Because they did not want to follow the teachings of the Roman,
因为他们看见教会是基督的身体。
Because they saw that the church was Christ's body,
所以他们是反对圣品阶级的。They were against the clericalism.
Clericalism.
那这是他们反对圣品阶级的。
So they were against clericalism.
他们觉得这个是不合乎圣经的。
This is not according to the word of God.
他们读圣经的时候
，When they studied the Bible,
他们看见因信称义。
They saw justification by faith.
不是到了马丁路德才看见因信称义的。
It's not just up to Martin Luther. They saw
justification by faith.
They saw justification long ago.
他们读圣经。
Because they studied the Bible.
因着他们读圣经的缘故。
Because they studied the Bible.
他们说坐在教皇的位置上那个人是敌基督。
They saw that the person who was a pope was the Antichrist.
那弟兄姊妹，这些知识从哪里来的
？Where all this noise came from?
因为有一帮人爱主的话。
Because there's a group of people who love God's word.
所以他们一面逃避罗马的逼迫，一面他们不愿意落在不愿意跟随罗马教会。
On the one hand, they fled from the persecution of Rome and did not want to follow the church in Rome.
然后他们就散布在阿尔卑斯山，就是法国这边和意大利这边。
And so they fled to the Alps on the one side of Italy, on the other side of France.
所以这些人就称作谷中的弟兄们。
And they are the brothers in the valleys.
他们的历史恐怕是最久的。
The history is the longest.
没有人真正知道到底是多久。
No one actually knows how long was the history.
但是最少你可以推到12世纪。
But you can trace it all back to 12th century.
那就是马丁路德改革以前400年。
And that was 400 years before the Reformation.
你想想看
，Just imagine.
400年，他们已经明白什么叫因信称义。
400 years before Martin Luther, they really understood justification by faith.
400年以前
，Before 400 years.
他们在家里面已经擘饼聚会。
They were breaking a bread in the house.
他们在裁缝的家里面 ，Taylor 家里面。
They were the house in Taylor.
或者 Baker 的家里面。
Or in Baker's house.
你看见他们几个人在一起擘饼纪念主了。
And together they were remembering the Lord.
他们并不是到礼拜堂去望弥撒的。
They did not go to a church for the mass.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
他们是一般读圣经的人。
They studied the Bible.
每一个人都读圣经。
Everyone studied the Bible.
他们读圣经，没有人赶得上他们。
Nobody could compare with them.
你知道那个时候有很多的间谍，很多 spies.
There were many spies at the time.
这个 spy 就是 Dominican Order， 就是教皇里面有一班修士叫 Dominican Order， 是专门散布在他们中间。
The spies were Dominican Order amongst them.
然后呢，这一班的人，这班修士就把他们，就这班 monks 就把他们的消息就告诉了教皇。
And the monks who were spies informed the emperor.
那他们承认。
And they acknowledge.
第一，就做圣经来讲，他们的圣经比 monks 还要熟的。
Their knowledge of the Bible is even better than the monks.
他们因为遵守山上，因遵守马太五章六章七章。
Because they kept to Matthew 5, 6, 7.
所以他们的见证叫这些 monks 没有话讲。
And so their testimony was speechless as far as the monks were concerned.
他们觉得这一帮人最难办的。
They were most difficult to deal with them.
因为他们是最好的基督徒。
Because they were the best Christians.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
他们的特点是什么
？What were their specialty?
每一个人都读圣经。
Everyone studied the Bible.
许多人把圣经已经背在他们的脑子里。
Many of them memorized the whole Bible in their head.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们读圣经读到什么地步呢
？To what extent did they study the Bible?
读到一个地步，后来教皇知道了。
It's like to a point that the Pope knew.
那教皇才发现这是个很大的威胁。
It was a great threat to the Pope.
为什么是威胁呢？因为如果你明白圣经真理的话，
If you understand the doctrines of the Bible,
你就知道教会的错误在什么地方。
Then you know where the error of the church is.
所以教皇就下一道命令。
So the Pope gave an order,
a decree. 这个命令就是所有平信徒 layman Christian 不可以读圣经。
So all laymen cannot study the Bible.
你知道这个命令是为了谁来定的呢？
Who was this decree for?
就是针对这些人来定。
It is for these people.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
他们都是弟兄。
They're all brothers.
你们不要称拉比。
No one call you rabbi.
你们要接受父的称呼。
Let no one call you father.
因为你们只有一位天上。
Because there's only one for heavenly father.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
在山谷里面
in the valleys,
你看有许许多多这样的基督徒。
There are such Christians there.
每一个人都读圣经。
Everyone studied the Bible.
他们在一起读圣经也在一起薄饼。
They studied the Bible together and they broke bread together.
那个就是基督的身体。
This is Christ's body.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
you see it, brothers and sisters?
他们中间没有圣品阶级。
There are no
clergy.
No, there are no clergy.
Yeah, 他们与神之间，他们就是祭司。
They are priests.
他们与神之间没有祭司。
Between them, there are no priests. They are no priests.
所以没有 intermediate classes.
There are no intermediate classes.
没有居间的阶级。
No intermediate classes.
也没有圣品的制度。
No clergies. No system of clergy.
Clericalism.
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 那这个表示他们没有圣品阶级的。
They have no clericalism.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers, sisters,
因着这个缘故
because of that,
你看见在他们中间你看见乃是基督的身体。
You will see Christ's body in their midst.
虽然他们书读的不多
although they didn't study the Bible,
他们没有等到拉比来教导他们
although they were not very educated, they were not very
educated, 他们个个都读圣经
everyone studied the Bible.
那不光这样
not only so,
两个两个出去传福音
two by two they went to preach the
gospel. 因为他们照着圣经的榜样
because they follow what the scriptures
那么你知道他不可以随便传福音的
they cannot anyhow teach,
因为还有间谍在监视他们
because they are spies,
所以他们怎么做呢
so what did they do?
有的人就卖珍珠
so some people sold things,
卖一些珍珠
sold pearls,
卖很多东西
sold different
things, 所以他把东西卖给你的时候
when they sold things to people,
然后就把珍珠卖给你了
when they sold you pearls,
等到你拿到珍珠以后
after you take the pearl,
他就告诉你说
then they'll tell you,
现在我告诉你比这个更宝贵的珍珠
now I tell you something, a more, even more precious pearl
然后他们就传起福音来
then they preach the gospel
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
两个两个出去传福音
two by two they went to preach the gospel
没有人像他们一样
no one would like them
所以你看这班弟兄姊妹非常非常多
Then there were many of them.
一下子你看见不光在法国
Not only in France,
在欧洲
In Europe,
你到处都是他们
Everywhere they were them.
你知道曾经有一度你知道有多少 Valdenses 的弟兄姊妹吗
You know how many Valdenses at that time?
假定你人到了德国
If you go to Germany,
你德国要从西德国西边到德国东边
You go to the east or the west of Germany,
然后你往意大利这个方向走的话
You go to Italy,
那你怎么办
Then what do you do?
那请你记得你不需要住旅馆的
You don't have to live in hotels.
你每天晚上都可以住在一个弟兄的家里
Every night you can stay in a brother's house.
所以你就知道说 Valdenses 那个时候不知道散布的有多广
So you know so many of these Valdenses.
弟兄姊妹
so my sister,
你看见吗他们都分散在谷中
they were all,
谷中里面
They were all scattered in the valleys.
但是他们还是读圣经
But they studied the Bible.
虽然这个教皇说不可以读圣经
Although the Pope said cannot study the Bible.
他们还是照常的
They still did it daily.
你看见说，所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里有一个东西，对于教皇是一个很大的威胁。
So it's a great threat to the Pope.
那这里没有制度。
There's no system.
这里没有传统。
No tradition.
这里乃是活的。
It's living.
所以他们每一个人都与主亲近。
So everyone was.
每一个人都出去传福音。
Everyone preached the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、sisters,
现在你看见没有
？Do you see?
神在山谷里面兴起了一般的人。
God in the valleys raised up a group of
people. 他们不一定有很多的学问。
They may not be well educated.
但他们非常忠于主自己。
But they were very unto the Lord.
结果怎么办呢
so what happened finally?
结果教会觉得这是太大的威胁
so the church was a great threat
没有一个异端没有一个 heresy 比这个 heresy 更难办
no heresy was a more problematic than this one
所以你怎么对付他们呢
how do you deal with them?
他们想了个办法
so they thought of a way
他们当初是用十字军来对付回教徒的
at that time the soldiers were against the Muslims
no
The Crusaders, yeah. The Crusaders was against the Muslims.
那十字军是怎么对？十字军是对付回教徒，是希望把耶路撒冷从回教徒手里拿回来。
The Crusaders was wanting to take back Jerusalem from the Muslims.
所以那个十字军都是对付外邦人，或者对付这个不信的人。
And so the Crusaders were against the Gentiles, the unbelievers.
那么有一个 justification 就是说他们要把耶路撒冷拿回来。
The justification was to take back Jerusalem.
但是现在你怎么对付这些基督徒？
But how do you deal with these Christians now?
所以最后皇帝教皇是怎么决定？
And so what did the Pope do?
用十字军来对付他们。
They used the Crusaders to deal with them.
所以他们就到了山谷。
So they went to the valleys.
尤其到了冬天的时候。
Especially in winter.
你看见吗？等到十字军要对付他们的时候，他们就往山上跑。
So when the Crusaders came, they fled up to the mountains.
所以到了冬天下雪很大的时候，他们抱着孩子拖家带小就往山上跑。
So they brought the Christians brought their children up to the mountains.
很多的人就死在山谷里面。
Many people died in the Alps.
因为那个地方是很高的。
Because it was very high up.
你知道今天如果大家到意大利
，Today you go to Italy.
有一个地方叫 Torre Belice.
There's this place called Torre Belice.
这个大概就当初他们隐藏的地方。
This is where they used to hide.
今天你今天可以到这些地方。
Today you can still go there.
但是风景非常美丽的。
The scenery is beautiful.
但是你可以想象，等到他们用十字军追赶着他们，慢慢慢就往山上跑。
When the Crusaders were persecuting them, they were up the mountains.
然后呢，你就跑到一个最高的地方。
You go to the highest place.
有一个地方叫 Briançon.
This place called Briançon.
这个 Briançon 是全欧洲最高的一个城。
It's the highest place city in Europe.
现在你不能够再跑了。
You can't go further up.
你如果今天大家到 Briançon 的话
，If you go to Briançon,
你就会发现那个附近啊有许多很动人的故事。
The surrounding has got many moving stories.
因为他们十字军呢，或者法国的军队就赶这些基督徒，赶这个古中弟兄，他们就往山上跑。
Because the Crusaders persecuted them up.
那么结果呢，就赶到阿尔卑斯山了。
And then they went to this.
结果他们就往阿尔卑斯山最高山腰里面爬
，and go to the highest part of the Alps.
所以终于他们找到一个很大的磐石，可以容3000人的。
And they found this plateau that could take 3,000 people.
No, 一个 rock.
In a rock that could take 3,000 people.
里面可以藏3000人的。
And this rock could hide 3,000 people.
他们觉得现在很安全了。
They felt this was safe.
所以他们就因为只有一个通道可以进到这个 rock 里面
，because there's only one passage into this rock.
所以呢，他们呢就守得非常非常好。
And so they were well protected there.
但是这个军队怎么对付他们呢
？So how did the Crusaders deal with them?
他们好像 Spider-Man 一样。好像蜘蛛人一样，从上面下来的。
It was Spider-Man coming down from above.
然后呢，在门口就放火就烧掉。
And then they put fire on the entrance.
结果有400个婴孩死在他们母亲的怀里。
400 children died in the.
总共有3000基督徒就这么为主殉道。
3,000 people were martyred.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果你到阿尔卑斯山去
，Today if you go to the Alps,
如果到布宜昂山附近的话
，You go to this place.
你可以远远的看见。
Then you will see.
那一带通通是基督徒殉道。
It was a place of many Christians who were martyred.
这就为什么那一带的风景是那么美丽。
That's why the scenery there is so beautiful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
我巴不得如果你们有机会去法国的话
，If you have a chance to go to France,
你就最好看的不是巴黎，最好看的乃是法国的南部和阿尔卑斯山那个附近。
The most beautiful place is not Paris, but the southern side of France.
尤其是阿尔卑斯山附近
，Especially the Alps.
那个风景美丽。
The scenery is
是因为圣徒的血浇灌的结果。
Because of the blood of the martyrs.
浇灌
，the sprinkle.
你知道结果，所以那一带的风景是那么美丽。
And so that's why the scenery there is so beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们明白吗？因为他们照着神的旨意。
Because they followed God's word.
结果他们就受了逼迫。
So they were persecuted.
到处都是他们。
Everywhere were them.
但是弟兄姊妹，
oh, dear brothers,
是不是因着这样，结果他们就消失了呢？
Is it because like that they vanished?
你看见说，结果主借着他们带来个非常大的影响。
But through them, God did a great work.
你知道说在我们知道说在教会历史里面有一个很有名的奥秘派 mystic.
There is a very famous mystic.
他的名字叫 John Towler.
This person's name is John Towler.
我有一次在美国见到江守道弟兄的时候。
One day when I was in U.S. meeting.
因为我们在远东，我们都读盖恩夫人的东西。
Because when we were there, we studied the Madame Guyon.
有人说，大概圣经之外，除了保罗之外，恐怕盖恩夫人是最属灵的了。
Apart from Paul, perhaps Madame Guyon is the most spiritual.
所以我见到江定的时候，我就和他讨论到盖恩夫人。
So when I met Brother Kong, I discussed Madame Guyon with him.
然后江定就 make a comment, 我觉得很有意思的。
Brother Kong said this.
他说其实啊，盖恩夫人是最小的一个。
Actually, Madame Guyon was the smallest.
在所有的奥秘派 ，among the mystics， 她是最小的一个。
Amongst the mystics, she was the smallest.
那么弟兄姊妹，我就问她，那么最大的是谁
？So who is the largest mystic？
她说 John Towler。
John Towler。
你看 ，John Towler 是影响马丁路德印象最深刻的。
John Towler influenced Martin Luther the most.
他非常的爱主。
He loved the Lord. Loved
你读他东西的时候
，When you study his work，
你觉得好像在读尼托生的东西。
It's like reading Watchman he's writing.
所以将近有一度，他想把 John Towler 的东西从英文把它翻成中文的。
At one stage,Brother Kong wanted to translate his works into
Chinese.
When you study Brother Ni's writing,
你觉得你非常有 anointing.
You felt there was anointing.
但是你读他的东西，你也觉得非常有膏油的。
When you read Tyler's work, it's full anointing too.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
在这么多 mystics 里面
，In these many mystics,
有的比盖恩夫人还要大的。
There are some even greater than Madame Guyon.
那就是 John Towler.
And that's John Towler.
John Towler 怎么得救的
？How did John Towler get saved?
John Towler 是经过一个谷中弟兄们带得救的。
He was saved by one of the brothers from the valley.
Brethren.
谷
中的就是 Valdenses.
The Valdenses.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
不，这个 John Towler 是非常有学问的一个人。
John Towler was a highly intellectual person.
The Valdenses 是最平常的一班弟兄。
The Valdenses are the most ordinary people.
但是是他带领，是这班人带领他的。
But it was the Valdenses that.
难怪在这么多 mystic teaching 里面。
In many of the mystic teaching.
很多 mystic teaching is very Catholic.
Many of the mystic teachings were Catholic.
但是只有 John Towler 的 teaching.
But it's only John Towler's teaching.
Very evangelical.
It's evangelical.
原因在什么地方
？What's the reason？
因为你要看见他的影响是谁的影响呢
？Why? Whose influence？
影响乃是 Valdenses 的。
Because of the influence of Valdenses.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
你还记不记得有一个人叫 John Huss？
You know a person called John Huss？
他是在捷克斯拉夫。
He's in
捷克斯拉夫。
捷克斯拉夫。
我们知道捷克斯拉夫有一个很有名的首都叫 Prague， 布拉格。
The capital of Czechoslovakia is Prague。
那是整个中欧最美丽的一个城。
It's the most beautiful place in the middle of.
除了巴黎，除了罗马。
Apart from Rome and Paris。
你如果要到 Central Europe 的话。
If you go Central Europe。
你要找一座城市最美丽的。
You go the most pretty city。
那就是 Prague。
It's Prague。
而且这个 John Huss 是 University of Prague 的。President， 他是他的一个校长。
John Huss is the president of the University of.
他是非常有学问的人。
He was a highly intellectual person.
他自己就是个 Roman priest， 他自己就是罗马天主教的神父。
He himself was a Roman priest.
所以，但是呢，他起来为神说话。
But he spoke for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，结果他被教会就判为是异端。
And then he was termed as a heretic from the church.
最后把他送上火刑，就是 stake.
He was burned at a stake on the stake.
那就在他要寻道以前。
Just before he was martyred,
有人把他的这个神父的衣服把他撕下来。
Someone took his priestly garments.
他说你不配这样的，你不配这样死的。
You are not fit to die in this way.
所以我们知道当这个 John Huss 死的时候，他身上穿的还是天主教神父的衣服。
You know that when John Huss died, he still wore the Roman Catholic.
那他为什么殉道呢
？Why was he martyred?
他的罪状里面有一样的罪状。
His crime has got one thing.
有一个罪状，其中有一个罪状。
There was one crime that he did.
那就是他接受了 Valdenses 的 teaching.
And that was that he accepted the teaching of Valdenses.
弟兄姊妹
，My sisters.
John Huss 在马丁路德还早100年。
John Huss was 100 years before Martin Luther.
但是请记得
，But let's remember.
那个时候他已经告诉我们，圣经的权威高过教会。
He already said that the authority of the word of God was higher than the authority of the church.
不光这样
，Not only so.
他相信因信称义的。
He believed in the justification by faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？马丁路德还没有看见以前。
Before Martin Luther saw.
100年以前。
100 years before.
你看见这个大学校长已经看见。
This president of the university already saw.
他为主在那里传扬，他为在那里见证主的真理。
He was testifying for the truth.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
你知道在就布拉格附近。
In the nearby area,
曾经有一个大的波饼的聚会在旷野里面。
There was a large breaking of bread in the wilderness.
这个恐怕是教会历史里面最大的一个波饼。
It's probably the biggest breaking of bread in the church history.
你知道为什么他们到旷野里面去吗
？Why did they go to the wilderness?
就是因为受了他的影响，就是因为受了 John Huss 的影响。
Because they were influenced by John Huss.
结果有40,000人在那里波饼纪念。
There were 40,000 people who were breaking the bread.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们宝贝饼和杯。
Today we take the bread and cup as precious.
我们不宝贝。
We do not take the bread and cup as precious.
但是那个时候，人为一桌饼和杯，他们愿意把命都摆上。
By the time for the bread and the cup, they sacrificed their life.
所以，如果你读到胡塞，读到跟随 约翰胡适的人的故事。
If you read about the Hussites,
我们要受很多很多的激励的。
Then we are greatly encouraged.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
约翰他所以能有这么大的影响力。
Because how did John Huss have such an influence?
他从哪里得到这个真理
的？ Where did he get the truth from?
根据天主教罗马当教会的当局，因为他中了 Valdensis 的毒。
Because he was poisoned by the Valdensis.
中了，这不是真的中毒了。
He was brainwashed by the Valdensis.
所以这个就是他最大的罪状。
So that was his the greatest crime that was indicted on him.
所以弟兄姊妹，在改 Reformation 以前400年
，Before the Reformation 400 years，
你看见在谷中神就兴起了这般弟兄们。
That God already raised these brethren in the
valley. 其实他们就是，实在说来，他们就是活出来的见证，就是身体的见证。
The testimony which they bore is the testimony of the body.
到现在你还可以看到他们最早的时候的聚会的地方。
Now you can still see the meeting places where they met.
最早聚会的地方是在谷里面，山谷里面，在洞里面。
The earliest places were in the caves in the mountains.
到了 Reformation 的时候
，Up to the Reformation.
结果他们聚会的地方是最简单最简单的。
The places of worship were the simplest places.
你知道这个，甚至于前面还有养猪啊、养羊啊，就是非常简单的一个聚会的地方。
In front of their meeting places were still the sheep and the lambs.
所以你看见。说在教会历史里面，
so we can see in church history,
你看这里有一班人，
there's a group of people,
他们是完全单纯的来跟随主。
They follow the Lord in simplicity.
所以如果你读教会历史，
so if you study church history,
你问罗马天主教，
if you ask the Roman Catholics,
他们到底犯了什么错？
What crime did they?
他们有没有讲异端？
Did they talk about heresy?
他们说他们没有讲异端。
They said no.
在真理上没有异端。
No, according to truth, no.
不过他们有一个难处。
But they have a difficulty.
他们是 against the church.
They are against the church.
他们是 against the clericalism.
They are against clericalism.
他们是反对圣品阶级的。
They are against clericalism.
他们是反对居间阶级的。
They are against
intermediate class.
In the middle class.
弟兄姊妹，你看你这就变成他们的罪名了。
So this is their.
但是为着他们所看见的真理。
But because of the truth that they saw.
他们是用他们的命来维持住自己的见证。
They use their life to maintain God's testimony.
因着忠心的缘故。
Because of faithfulness.
所以你看见说 John Tauler 的眼睛被开启。
And so the eyes of John Tauler were opened.
结果你看见说这个 John Huss 的眼睛被开启。
The eyes of John Huss were opened.
你看见许多的眼睛也被开启。
And many eyes were opened.
当马丁路德读 John Huss 的著作的时候。
When Martin Luther read the works of John Huss.
他说我们得了他们许多的帮助。
So we were greatly helped by them.
而 John Huss 的帮助。
John Huss
其实就是 Valdensis 他们的帮助。
John Huss was helped by the Valdensis.
谷中的弟兄们
the brothers
是最简单的弟兄姊妹。
These are the simplest brothers.
结果他们受了最多的苦。
They suffered the most.
那这个是在 Wrong River 以东的。
And these were on the west side of the Wrong River.
是在阿尔卑斯山谷里面的故事。
And they were in the caves of the Alps.
但12世纪的时候
，On the 12th century,
你看见说这个教会还碰到另外一班人。
The church had another group of people.
叫他们头痛的。
The church had.
那这班人和 Valdensis 他们来源不一样。
The origin of this group of people were different from the Valdensis.
这个 Valdensis 他们福音的真理非常清楚。
The Valdensis were very clear with the truth of the Bible.
Gospel truth. 但是呢，这个 Cathars 或者说 Albigenses 他们对真理不清楚。
But the Cathars. They were not clear on the doctrine.
他们在真理上有难处的。
They had difficulty with the truth.
那个原因很简单。
What's the reason?
因为今天的法国人。
Because today's French.
他们是高卢人的子孙。
They were the
Gaul.
They were the descendants of Gaul.
G A U L. 他们是高卢人的子孙。
They were the descendants of Gaul.
高卢人是谁呢？
Who are the Gauls?
高卢人就是加拉太人。
The Gauls were the Galatians.
所以最早最早这一班人是在加拉太。
Originally, these people were from Galatia.
所以，当你读加拉太书的时候
，So when you study Galatians,
你知道保罗写信是写给这一班的高卢人的。
So you know that Paul was writing to the Gauls.
这一班人就是加拉太人。
They were the Galatians.
结果大家读哥罗西书的时候
，So when you read Galatians,
你看在小亚细亚
，In Asia Minor,
那个时候不是已经有了异端了吗
？Isn't there heresy at that?
尤其这个读哥罗西书的时候
，Especially when you read Colossians,
那些的异端就是 Gnosticism 的异端。
You know that heresy was Gnosticism.
就是知识派的异端。
It's Gnosticism.
那么对于知识派的人
According to Gnostics,
因为他们接受了哲学的信仰，因为受了哲学希腊哲学的影响。
Because they were influenced by philosophy,
他们认为物质的东西都是污秽的。
They felt that all material things was evil.
所以他们认为怎么可能神创造这个世界
？So how can God then create the universe?
所以创造世界的那个神一定不是最高的神。
And so the God who created the earth cannot be the highest God.
一定是比较低等的神。
So he must be a lower God.
所以你看见，这就是因为他们不能相信圣经里面的话。
So that's why they cannot believe the Bible.
神创造天地
that God created the heavens and the earth.
所以这个 heresy 已经进到教会里面了。
So heresy came into the church.
所以小亚细亚那个时候很多的地方都接受了这种的教导。
So many places in Asia Minor had already been influenced.
所以保罗写了加拉太书。
And so Paul wrote Galatians.
保罗也写了哥罗西书。
And so Paul wrote Colossians.
但不要忘记
，but not so forget.
这些人虽然受了影响
，although they were influenced.
他们仍是很好的基督徒。
But they were still very good Christians.
他们真理不清楚
，they were not clear doctrine.
但他们的生活就像马太五章、六章、七章。
But their living was according to Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
他们碰到敌人的时候
，when they met enemies,
他们愿意走第二里路
，they were willing to walk the second mile.
他们愿意转第二张脸
，they were willing to turn the cheek.
他们愿意给第二件衣服
，they were willing to give the second coat.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
有一个特点
，there was a special.
他们真理不是很清楚
，they were not very clear the doctrine.
后来他们慢慢移民坐船，然后特别在法国南部就登陆了
，and then they migrated and went to the southern part of France.
那么到了，所以到了那里呢，那就是现在我们所说的高卢人。
And so now they came to this place called Gauls.
No, 高卢人。
The people.
所以他们是属于的高卢人的这个子孙。
They are the descendants of Gaul.
那么弟兄姊妹，因着这个，那最起头的这个东西是他们的慢慢的就跑到了巴尔干半岛去了。
And so gradually they went to this island.
他们多半都是对保罗的书信很熟的
，and they were very familiar with Paul's epistles.
所以有一度他们称为 Polycans， 就是他们是跟随保罗的一般人。
And though they were called the Polycans.
然后到了这个，到了什么？到了巴尔干半岛。
When they came to this island,
这一般人就叫做 Bogomils.
They were the Bogomils.
然后到了法国就是 Cathars.
And when those in France were called Cathars.
所以你知道这就是早期那帮爱主弟兄姊妹。
And they were the people who originally loved the Lord.
那不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
他们也是反对圣品阶级的。
They were against clericalism.
他们是反对在人与神中间还有祭司。
They objected.Intermediaries between men.
而且他们的生活非常的敬虔。
And they were very holy and pious.
那结果现在有两班的人。
And so now there are two groups of people.
这两班的人对于天主教来讲是眼中钉，一定要把他们拔掉的。
And according to Roman Catholics, they must eradicate them.
所以结果罗马天主教对付他们是这两班的人，一面是用十字军。
So the Roman Catholics they use crusades to deal with them.
二十年之久。
For 20 years,
用十字军对付他们。
Use the Crusades for 20 years.
结果历史学家告诉我们。
And so historians tell us,
法国的南部本来是一片乐园的，结果变成一片的沙漠。
Originally, the southern part of France was a garden, but now became
二十年之久。
For 20 years,
许多基督徒就这样一个一个的消失。
Many Christians just vanished like this.
他们为着主的见证。
For the Lord's testimony,
他们摆上了最高的代价。
They paid the highest price.
但是不止如此。
But not only so.
在那个时候
，at that time,
罗马教会就发明了一个东西，叫做 Inquisition， 叫做异端裁判所。
The Roman Catholic created this thing called Inquisition.
他们从来不自己杀人的。
They will never kill themselves by themselves.
他们有一个法院，有一个法庭。
They have a court.
这个法庭断定说这个人是不是讲异端的。
They have a court to determine whether this person spoke heresy.
然后交给政府的当局。
And then gave to government officials.
他说我们从来没有流圣徒的血。
We never ever shed blood.
但是这个政治当局为什么把他们处死呢
？But why did this court allow them?
因为根据教会的解释，他们是讲异端的。
Because of the explanation of the church, these people spoke heresy.
讲异端是一定要被铲除。
Because of the spoke heresy, they must be killed.
那弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故
，for that reason,
就有 Inquisition.
So there's Inquisition.
所以他们有想尽了各种的方法。
So these all kinds of methods.
让你坐在满了铁钉的椅子上。
Sit on the chair of nails.
然后你要承认你是异端的。
To acknowledge that you are heretic.
所以我们知道说那个时候 ，Cathars 也好 ，Valdenses 也好。
So at the time, whether it's Valdenses or Cathars,
他们受的苦是两种的苦。
The two types of suffering.
一种是 Inquisition.
One is Inquisition.
就是说，你只要一进去被认为是异端，一定处死的。
That entering to determine whether you are heretic.
然后把你放在地牢里面。
And then put you into the cell.
你如果读他们的故事的话
，If you read their history,
你几乎不可想象。
You cannot imagine.
到有个我们在法国南部有个地方叫做 Carcassonne.
There's southern part of France called Carcassonne.
Carcassonne 恐怕是法国南部最美的一个城。
It's the most beautiful town.
那是个 castle， 是个整个城市个 castle。
The whole town is a castle.
有一个人讲得很好。
There's somebody who said.
他说你不能死，如果你从来没有去过 Carcassonne。
If you haven't been to this place, you shouldn't die.
那这句话是真的。你如果真的到过卡卡索尼的话，
If you go to this place called Carcassonne,
那个恐怕是好像是童话世界里面的一个城一样。
It's like in a fairyland.
那真是很美很美的。
It's most beautiful.
但是不要忘记，
But let's not,
那个是教会历史里面 Inquisition 的中心。
That is the heart of Inquisition in the church history.
你到今天你还看到一个 Inquisition Hall.
Today you still see an Inquisition Hall.
就是它那个还有一个壁炉的。
And there is.
还有个壁炉，一个 fireplace。
It's a fireplace。
然后他们怎么样拷问，怎么拷打，最后你怎么认你自己是
？How they interrogate and cause the person to admit
himself？ 你做梦也不会想到。
You cannot imagine。
什么人类会想出这种残酷的刑法
？How can humans use such torturous？
而这些审问的人都是 Dominican monks。
The people who interrogate are the monks.
他们应该都明白圣经。
These people understand the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹，结果他们就成为这个，就成为这些这个圣徒的刽子手，流圣徒的血就是他们。
But these were the ones who shed the saints' blood.
你如果到卡卡桑尼去，你可以看到一个博物馆，一个
museum.
那个 museum 就是 museum 专门讲怎么 torture 的。
This means that how they torture the people.
他们把欧洲那个时候六从好多国家里面六十几种最残酷的刑法，通通放在那个 museum 里。
They use the 60 most torturous methods put into this museum.
你如果真的参观过以后
，If you after seeing,
你不要想吃饭了。
You don't have to eat anymore.
你做梦也不会想说，怎么人会想出这么残忍来对付另
外一个人。You can't imagine how humans have such minds to do such things.
但是请大家记得。
Let's remember.
最后 ，Cathars 是十字军没有消灭他们。
Finally, the Cathars were not eradicated by the Crusade.
但是 Inquisition 完全把他们消灭。
But the Inquisition eradicated them.
到今天
，up to today，
你还可以找到 Waldenses.
Today you can see the Waldenses.
你就很少找到 Cathars.
You can hardly find the Cathars.
有一个很有名的城。
There's a very famous.
当他们十字军攻打下来的时候
，When the Crusades came，
你知道他们说你把这个异端的人交出来，有200人。
If you take out the people who are heretic, the 200 of them,
结果他们不肯
they were unwilling.
他们结果就被赶到一个大的礼拜堂里面。
They were all chased into this church building.
那么这里面不光是有Cathar 人
，Not only were there Cathar,
也有 Catholics.
There were Catholics.
所以这个时候，他们这个将军就问：那我们该怎么办呢
？And so the generals asked, "What do we do?"
我们怎么知道谁是异端，谁是 Catholic?
How do we know who are the heretics? Who are the Catholics?
你知道那个将军怎么说
？You know what the general said?
把他们全杀了。
All kill them all.
只有神知道谁是属于他的。
Only God knows who belongs to them.
那一次最少7000个人。全部死在
当下。At that time, 7,000 people died.
有的人说比这个还要多的。
Some people say even more than that.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们稍微有一点的常识
，If we take some
time, 稍微读一点那个时候的故事
，If you read the history of the time,
那实在是惊讶的一部。
It was a terrible time.
有一个人写了一本书，很有名的一个作者
，A very famous author.
那个名字叫什么 ？The War with the Saints.
The War with the Saints.
与圣徒征战。
The war with the saints.
你知道这句话是从启示录里面拿来的。
This is the word from Revelation.
当敌基督的时候。
When during the Antichrist.
你看见他们要与圣徒征战。
They will have war with the saints.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazingly.
那个时候的教皇叫 Innocent the Third.
At the time the Pope was Innocent the Third.
他怎么样都不是 Innocent.
He indeed was not innocent.
但是呢，他能流那些 Innocent 的人的血。
But he could shed the blood of innocent people.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你做梦也不会。
You cannot imagine.
神的儿女受了最大的痛苦。
God's people suffer so much.
那这些人是谁呢
？Who are these people?
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
他们拒绝向传统妥协。
They refuse to give in to tradition.
他们是把好酒放在。就放在新皮袋里面。
They put the good wine, new wine, into new wine.
因为这个缘故
，for that reason,
他们付上了代价。
They paid the price.
那么弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters,
他们的血有没有白流呢
？Did they shed their blood meaninglessly?
他们的血没有白流。
No.
因为圣徒的血，教会的圣徒的血，殉道的血，乃是教会的种子。
Because the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason,
许多人眼睛就开启。
Many eyes were opened.
我们读 Reformation.
When we read Reformation,
我们以为这些人头脑很大。
we thought that they are minds of men.
读圣经的人。
They are the ones who study the Bible.
他们看见圣经真理了。
They see the Bible's truth.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No.
在看见这个真理以前。
Before seeing the truth.
教会已经付上了最重的代价。
The church had already paid the price.
为着基督的身体能够见证在这个地上。
That the testimony of Christ's body in this earth.
你看见这一班弟兄姊妹。
You see this group of brothers and sisters.
他们把自己种到地上去。
They plant themselves in the ground.
果然他们的血
Their blood
就变成了教会的种子
became the seed of the church.
所以因着这个缘故
For that reason,
慢慢慢慢你看见许多人眼睛就被开启
Gradually, many people's eyes were opened.
那么我们已经说过 John Huss.
We said about John Huss.
那我们不要忘 John Huss 就在今天的捷克斯拉夫
John Huss of Czechoslovakia today.
那捷克斯拉夫古的时候是分成两部分
In the old Czechoslovakia, there are two parts.
这个东边叫 Bohemia.
The West side is Bohemia.
然后 no, 对不起，西边是 Bohemia， 东边是 Moravia。
The east side is Bohemia.
No, west side.
The west side is Bohemia.
这个 eastern side.
Eastern side
is Moravia.
Moravia.
所以 Bohemia 的人就叫 Bohemian.
So Bohemians on the east side.
然后呢 ，Moravia 的人就叫 Moravian， 摩尔维亚人。
The west side is Moravians.
所以这个就是今天的捷克斯拉夫嘛。
This is Czechoslovakia today.
但是弟兄姊妹很有意思的，你做梦也不会想到神在那里做了很重要的工作。
You can't imagine that God did a great work there.
这个和我们今天很有关系。
This has much to do with us today.
我如果今天我们看一见教会的亮光的话
，Today we see some light in the church.
你看见和这些人的见证非常有关系。
It has got much to do with the testimony of the people there.
那么你知道，等到这个 John Huss 寻道以后
，When John Huss was martyred,
结果他跟随他的人。就是三班的人，就是他的 follower， 有三班的人。
His followers had three groups of people.
那有一半的人后来就回到天主教去了。
One group went back to Roman Catholicism.
还有一半的人。
Another group.
这一半人他们主张要用武力来保护他们自己的。
This second group, they wanted to use
the arms
to protect themselves.
因为罗马天主教用十字军来对付他们。
Because the Roman Catholics use crusades against them.
所以他们说我们自己要保护自己。
And so they said they must protect themselves.
这些都是农人呐、
啊。They were farmers.
你知道稀奇的很呐、
啊。
结果那里有个将军。
There was a general.
叫 Ziska， 他就像戴阳将军，是个独眼将军。
He was a one-eyed general.
结果他就教导这些农夫们呐、啊，怎么样把锄头啊变成武器。
He taught these farmers how to make their
还有把很多东西啊就变成
into weapons,
变成炮啊什么这些东西
and into cannons.
所以这是土法炼钢啊，这根本不能打正规军，根本打不起来的。
They cannot fight actually.
你知道这些人不过是农夫，怎么可能打胜仗呢
？They were farmers. How do they win the fight, the battle?
那结果他们所在那个地方啊，他们那个地方叫做 Tabor.
This place was called Tabor.
所以那个地方也是 castle， 他们就住在那里。
And there were castles there, and they lived inside.
结果这一帮人觉得我们要保护我们自己。
And so they thought they must protect themselves.
我们不主动攻击，但是敌人，但是我们被攻打的时候，我们要起来保护自己。
They will not initiate the fight, but when people fight them, they will defend themselves.
你知道，弟兄是兵，姊妹也是兵。
Brothers and sisters were both soldiers.
你如果今天到塔博去参观的话
，Today if you go to Tabor,
你去看那 museum 里面，你看那些姊妹都很勇敢。
Then you see in the museum the sisters were very brave.
但不要忘记哦，这些人平常啊，他们真的是很好很好见证的基督徒。
In normal life, they were very good Christians.
现在为了要保护他们自己，他们要拿起武器来了。
To protect themselves, they need to take up arms.
那现在我们要问
，So we need to ask,
这样的军队能打胜仗吗
？Can this kind of people fight? Can
we? 不可能打胜仗。
Win the battle? How can they win?
但是你读他们的故事、啊。
When you see their story,
有一次，他们和150,000的正规军，这个相对的。
Once they were fighting 150,000
在布拉格附近，150,000的军队和他们打起来了。
They were fighting with 150,000 soldiers.
你相不相信，弟兄姊妹
？Do you believe?
那个十几万军队给打败了。
150,000 soldiers were defeated.
所以你如果读他们的故事，像读旧约故事一样。
When you read the Old Testament story,
你知道就像旧约的，因为旧约的故事里面都是这种打胜仗，都是这样神与他们同在，结果就打了胜仗了。
So in the Old Testament, God also then they said they won the battle.
所以在历史上
And so in history,
他们说他们呢、啊，他们其实他们对付的不是光是不是他们是对付联军。
So,
许多国的军队。
They were against soldiers of many countries.
他们只有 Bohemian.
They were Bohemians.
他们一个国家的。
They were just one country.
对付许多国家的。
Against many countries.
因为许多国家都站在罗马天主教这一边。
Because many countries were on the side of the Roman Catholics.
那么他们为着保护他们自己。
Because they wanted to protect themselves.
他们居然把联军统统打败了。
They They won against all the joint forces.
所以如果大家去看去到过那个地方，你觉得稀奇的不得了。
You go to that place, you find amazing.
你看见这些人虽然呢，他们不是完全照圣经来做。
Although they were not totally according to scripture.
他们起来拿武器了。
They were took weapons.
他们说他们要保护他们自己。
They said they must protect themselves.
结果在他们的亮光里面底下。
Under their own light.
神已恩待他们。
God's grace
to them. 结果他们也打了胜仗。
And then they won.
那这是三班里面的第二班。
Among three groups is the second group.
还有第三班。
And there's a third group.
这些人他们从布拉格。
They came from.
在布拉格。
They were. They came
他们当初在布拉格这一班人。
Prague. Oh, they came from Prague.
那么他们在布拉格的时候。
When they were in Prague.
他们有人已经看见了圣经的真理。
Some people have already seen the truth in the scripture.
他们觉得整个罗马天主教已经被掳到巴比伦去。
They felt that the whole Roman Catholic Church was already in Babylon.
所以他们应该回到耶路撒冷。
And so they ought to go back to Jerusalem.
在原来的根基上重新把圣殿建立起来。
They go back to original to re-establish the temple.
他们觉得我们基督徒宁可被打死，我们不能用武器。
That they were willing to be killed rather than to take up arms.
他们觉得一定要照着山上的教训来做。
They must go according to the Sermon of the Mount.
所以他们不跟随塔波那班人。
So they will not follow the people in Tabor.
那怎么办呢？
And so what did they do?
结果他们就逃到了这个捷克斯拉夫跟今天波兰中间边界那个地方。
And so they came to a place between Czechoslovakia and Poland.
靠近波兰的地方。
Near Poland.
那一带有很大很大的森林。
And that there was a deep forest there.
结果有一天
so one day,
有七十个弟兄姊妹
70 brothers,
他们因为看见圣经的真理
because they saw the truth in the scripture,
所以在森林里面
that in the wilderness,
他们就开始聚会了
they began to meet.
到现在他们聚会的地方还在的
up to today, their place of worship
是很简单很简单的一个聚会
very simple,
但是不要忘记
but let's not forget,
就在森林里面
in the forest,
他们觉得
they felt,
我们今天没有办法接受圣品的制度
thatThey cannot go according to clericalism.
我们今天不能够接受传统。
They cannot follow tradition.
我们只能够跟随主。
They can only follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一班人。
That group of people.
他们说我们都是弟兄。
We are brothers.
我们无论到哪里。
Wherever we go.
我们要寻找我们的弟兄。
We need to seek out brothers.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以这一班的人。
This group of people.
他们称为 united brethren.
They are the united brethren.
或者叫 unity of brethren.
The unity of brethren.
请记得。
Let's remember,
这个 United Brethren,
this United Brethren,
根据 historian,
according to historians,
是 First Protestant Church,
the First Protestant Church,
第一个
the first,
马丁路德的是 Lutheran,
the Martin Luther is a Lutheran,
但是马丁路德的 Lutheran 是一百年以后的
Martin Luther's Lutheran is 100 years later,
请记得
let's remember,
现在在马丁路德以前一百年
before Martin Luther 100 years,
这个 United Brethren,
this United Brethren,
他们就照着圣经
they follow the Bible,
他们愿意来跟随他
to follow after the Lord
那怎么办呢
what do they do?
所以他们就请 Valdenses 的弟兄们 来和他们有交通
and so they invited the Valdenses to fellowship with them
按手在他们身上
to lay hands on them
因为他们觉得 Valdenses 他们所得着的是从圣经里面所得着的
because they felt that what the Valdenses had were from the Lord
所以从那个时候开始
from that time onwards
你看见这一班的胡塞这一班跟随约翰胡斯的人
these Hussites who follow John Huss
结果他们就回到圣经的回到圣经里面的教训
they return back into the teaching of the Bible
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
请记得
let's remember,
讲到他们很自然的就活出基督身体的见证
very naturally they lived out the testimony of the body
没有多久以后
not long after,
在欧洲有十几万这样的基督徒
in Europe there are tens of thousands of these people
结果你看罗马又是用十字军来对付他
and soRome used crusaders against them.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
到了最后
and finally,
他们有一个很有名的 bishop 叫 Comenius.
There was a very famous bishop called Comenius.
Comenius 是个有名的教育家
He was a very famous teacher.
No, 他是 educational. 他是
educationist.
那么是他给我们看见今天呢我们所谓视听的教育这个办法是他来的。就是你要教育你一定要看你要听。
And this educationist, it says, if you want to understand something, you must see and you must hear.
所以现在啊，你现在这个教育，大家都追踪就追到 Comenius.
This educationist philosophy go back to Comenius.
结果因为他们受逼迫
，because they were persecuted.
最后他们无论逃到什么地方
，wherever they went.
那么他眼看着一个一个，你看许多弟兄姊妹就为主殉道了。
And so many brothers and sisters were martyred.
所以他最后写了一篇东西。
And so finally he wrote something.
你如果读那篇东西，
if you read that thing,
你里面非常的受感动。
Then you'll be deeply touched.
因为他们觉得他们为了主的缘故。
Because they thought that the Lord raised them.
结果仇敌不容许他们。
And so the enemy could not contain them.
最后他亲眼看见弟兄一个一个的倒下。
And so he personally saw many of the brethren fall.
但是他最后他写了他的感觉。
And so finally he wrote his feelings.
他说我们的主是经过死也经过复活的。
Our Lord went through death and went through resurrection.
如果我们真的要丰收的话，
if we want to have a harvest,
那么是不是我们也一样要经过死？
Is it that we similarly must go through death?
所以最后他写了一封信。
And so finally he wrote a letter.
你看着那封信。
After you see the letter.
他的感觉里面。
His feeling.
你看见教会，就是合乎神心意的教会，已经被仇敌扼杀了。
And that is the church that followed God's heart has already been crushed by the devil.
所以这里你看见一个母亲的心。
Here you see a mother's heart.
看见儿女一个一个的倒下。
That the children fell one by one.
那个感觉就这样的感觉。
This feeling is such a feeling.
我弟兄子，如果你有机会，你能读他的东西的话。
If you can read his writings.
你里面非常的受感动。
Then you will deeply touched.
所以就做人来说。
So according to man.
最后罗马天主教的逼迫。
Roman Catholic persecution.
叫这几十万的 United Brethren 最后可以说几乎都没有了。
So cause of tens of thousands of people, United Brethren to die.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、sisters,
你看你最后什么也没有了。
Yet nothing was left.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神是叫死人复活的神。
God is a God that caused the dead to rise.
你做梦也不会想的。
You cannot imagine.
如果一个东西出于神的话，
if something is from the Lord,
它可以经过死，
he can go through death.
但是不会死的。
But will not die.
一定会复活的。
Will resurrect.
因为那个生命是复活的生命。
Because that life is a resurrected life.
那是怎么回事呢？
And so how is that so?
原来这故事这样。17世纪的时候。
In the 17th century.
在德国有个很有名的爵士，很有名的爵士叫做 Zinzendorf.
There is a very famous nobleman called Zinzendorf.
这个人是欧洲最有钱的一个。
He's the richest man in Europe.
他因为很有钱，所以他二十几岁，他大学毕业以后，他就到全世界去旅行。
So because he was very rich at 20 years old, after he graduated, he went to the whole world.
他到了德国的 Düsseldorf.
He went to Germany, Düsseldorf.
他进了一个 museum.
He went to this museum.
Art museum.
Art museum.
他看见一张图画。
He saw a picture.
就是主耶稣钉十字架的图画。
The Lord Jesus crucified picture.
下面有几两行字。
There was a few words at the bottom.
为你我舍生命。
To die on you and
me. 为我你舍了什么？
I died for you. What have you?
No, no. 为你我舍了什么？ I give my life for you.
I give my life for you.
Now, 你现在为我做了什么？
Now, what have you done for me?
这句话就感动了 Zinzendorf.
This phrase touched Zinzendorf.
Zinzendorf 是一个 Pietist.
Zinzendorf was a Pietist.
他是个敬虔派的人。他从小就是读圣经的。
From young, he studied the scripture.
他六岁的时候。
And when he was six.
他在 castle 里面。
In the castle,
每天他要写一封信给主耶稣。
Every day he had to write a letter to Jesus.
那是 love letter, 是个情书。
It was a love letter to the Lord Jesus.
然后他从那个塔里面就丢下去了，用指头写就丢出去。
From the castle, he threw it out.
他就祷告说，
And so he prayed,
主耶稣啊，求你找一个天使把这个信收住，然后寄给你的。
Lord, get an angel to send this letter to you.
六岁。
Six years,
他就这样。
He already started doing this.
就在那个时候，你知道有瑞典的军队呀、啊，进到他的 castle 里面去。
At that time, troops from Switzerland went to his castle.
这个兵丁一进到他的房间，听他在那祷告。
When the soldier heard his prayer,
他们非常非常受感动。
He was deeply touched.
所以从小 Zinzendorf 就是爱主的人。
From young, Zinzendorf loved the Lord.
但这一次。
But this time,
就没有放过他。
The Lord did not let him go.
他看见那幅图画。
After seeing the picture,
他忘记了时间了。
He forgot time.
一直等到有人拍他的肩膀。
Until somebody touched his shoulders,
他才知道说时候到了。
Then he realized time has come.
从那天开始。
From that time,
他就把自己奉献给。
He gave his whole life to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
And sisters.
故事就是从这里开始。
The story began like this.
他所在的地方就是今天东德所在的地方。
The place,
在 Berlin 附近。
The place that he is today's Berlin.
我不是不是在柏林附近的地方。
Nearby to Berlin.
是靠近 East Germany 的地方。
Near East Germany.
而事实上呢，他的那块地方就跟捷克斯拉夫是隔壁的。
This place is just next door to Czechoslovakia.
所以那里有一片土地都是他的。
So the land there was his.
那有一天有人来告诉他说。
So one day someone came to him.
有一班的弟兄姊妹。
There was his brothers and sisters.
是 Moravians.
They're the Moravians.
他们是在捷克斯拉夫受了许多的逼迫。
They were persecuted deeply in Czechoslovakia.
他们没有地方去了。
They could not go anywhere.
你能不能收留他们？
Can you have them?
那 Zinzendorf 非常爱主的。
And so Zinzendorf loved the Lord.
所以他就把一块地就给了他们。
And so he gave this piece of land to the Moravians.
结果他们有几百人就从 Moravia 就搬到东德了。
And so this few hundred people from Moravia came to this place.
结果那个村子叫做 Hunhut。
This place was called Hunhut。
守望村就是个 Hunhut。那么都是弟兄姊妹。
They were all brothers and sisters。
那没有多久以后。
Not long after that。
你不要忘记，那个地方也是你知道基督徒不光是从 Moravia 搬来的。
The brothers not only came from Moravia。
在他的范围里面。
In the surroundings。
有很多 Lutheran。
They were Lutherans。
也有跟随加尔文的人。
There were people who followed John Calvin。
所以那些 Reform Church 的人。
There were the Reform Church people。
所以你看每一个人看法都不一样。
So everyone's views were different。
结果他们都在那里就开始就都在那里这个。就聚集会了。
And so they were all together and began to congregate.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
刚开始的时候。
In the beginning.
那个有一个木匠。
There was a carpenter.
他是带头搬到这个亨霍里面来。
He was a leader and came to this place called Hunhut.
刚刚来他绝对像天堂一样。
He felt initially that this was like heaven.
五年以后。
Five years later.
你知道他怎么说吗
？What did he say?
他这个地方像索多玛、俄摩拉。
He said this place is Sodom and Gomorrah.
原因在什么地方
？Why?
虽然是几百个人在一个村子里面聚会
Although a few hundred people in this village,
每一个人背景都不一样
Everyone's background was different
Moravians 喜欢唱诗歌
Moravians like to sing
但是那些德国但是别的人不像他们一样
But other people were different
这个 Lutheran 他们剥饼的时候
When the Lutherans break bread
他们那个饼上面还有记号的还有那些记号的
There was even a sign on the bread
Icon 还有什么 icon 上面的那么但是 Moravian 他们觉得我们就应该很简单来到神面前
But the Moravians felt that they must be simple
还有那些跟随加尔文的人
And those who follow John Calvin
每一个人都是每一个人不同的看法
And they have all different views
但弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
有一天
One day
你知道 Zinzendorf 觉得主呼召他
Zinzendorf felt that the Lord called him
觉得这是主呼召他
Felt that the Lord called him
所以他觉得他要好好的和这班弟兄们一同有交通
And so he wanted a fellowshipWith this group of brothers and sisters.
因为他自己是 pietist.
Because he was a pietist.
我们知道说 pietist 乃是因为当初 Martin Luther, 马丁路德。
The pietist was began at the time of Martin Luther.
因为马丁路德说他希望在教会里面有一个真的教会。
Because he felt that in the church there ought to be a true church.
那这些人就能够在主耶稣的饼和杯里面有份了。
Then these people can partake in the Lord's bread and cup.
所以一百多年。
So 100 years.
整个 Lutheran church 好像死的。
The whole Lutheran church was like this.
虽然因信称义
although justified by faith,
但是弟兄姊妹不过是把从前再换个样子就是了。
But it's like that, like in the old, but just changed form.
马丁路德自己都不满意的。
Martin Luther was not satisfied.
但是一百年以后
，100 years later,
神兴起一般人来。
God raised up a group of people.
这一般人就所谓 pietists.
They are the pietists.
他们怎么做呢
？What did they do?
最早是从 Frankfurt 开始的。
They started from Frankfurt.
他们就一个家庭一个家庭就开始。
One family by a time.
好几个家庭聚在一起读圣经，一起祷告。
Many families came together to study the Bible.
本来到礼拜堂去，大家都听道去的。
At first, they came to the church and to hear the.
现在他们聚在一起的时候。
So now they came together.
每一个人都读圣经。
Everybody studied the Bible.
每一个都祷告。
Everybody prayed.
他们也凭着信心。
And they go by faith.
他们办孤儿院。
And they did none.
他们从来不募。他们从来不募捐的。
They never.
不募捐，他们不都 ask for money.
They never ask for money.
他们就向神要。
They ask from the Lord himself.
所以不要忘记向神要。
They ask from the Lord.
所以不要忘记了，弟兄姊妹。
And so let's not forget.
这个 George Muller 为什么办孤儿院
？Why did George Muller do?
就是因为有一天他回到德国去。
Because one day he went back to Germany.
他访问这一班的 Pietists.
He visited these Pietists.
那这些人他们根本就是凭着信心过生活的。
Those people live by faith.
他们在一起祷告。
Together,
他们在一起读经
they study the Bible together.
他们从来没有想离开罗马没有想离开路德会的
they never thought of leaving the Lutheran church.
但是弟兄姊妹你看一个聚会一个聚会
One meeting after another.
不是管一个聚会好几个聚会
There are many, many meeting cases.
而每一个这样的聚会他们在那里读经祷告的时候
when they pray and they study the Bible,
你看每一个 member 都在那里 function
Every member was functioning
而且有的人不是 Lutheran 的
And some people were not Lutherans
和他们在一起聚会的时候
When they were together
他们没有觉得他不是 Lutheran 我们是 Lutheran
They did not feel that they were Lutherans they were
他觉得我们是弟兄
They felt they all were brothers
弟兄姊妹
My sisters,
你明白吗
Do you realize
这些 Pietists
These Pietists
他们事实上所实行的乃是基督的身体
In reality what they were doing was Christ's body
当他照着基督的身体在那里聚会的时候
When they were according to Christ's body
你看神祝福他们
Then God bless them.
结果就带来个 revival
Then there was a revival
这个死的 Lutheran 没有生气的 Lutheran 忽然间就热起来了
And then the dead Lutheran became alive
结果马丁路德的梦终于实现了
And then Martin Luther's dream was realized.
这个叫做 pietism.
This was pietism.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
这些一个一个的聚会
，so one group after another.
就是今天的 cell groups.
These are the cell groups.
就是今天的 care groups.
These are the care groups.
弟兄明白吗？这些不是新的东西。
These are not new things.
什么时候你照着基督身体的原则在那里聚会的时候
？If you go according to the principles of meeting together,
你看你圣灵要 honor 他
，then the Holy Spirit will honor.
结果你看大家都活过来了
，everybody will be alive.
所以这是 pietist.
This is pietist.
那么 Martin， 那你不要忘记。这个谁呀、丁金道夫就在这个背景底下受教育的。
And so Zinzendorf was under this backdrop.
所以他是有看见的人。
So he saw.
现在他觉得是最好的机会。
This is the best opportunity.
这里有 Moravians.
These are the Moravians.
这里有 Lutherans.
These are Lutherans.
这里有 Calvinists.
There are Calvinists.
有各种不同的人。
All kinds of different people.
现在他们要分开了。
Now they want to separate.
他们说这个地方是索多玛俄摩拉。
So they say this is Sodom and Gomorrah.
他们不能够彼此相爱。
They could not love one another.
所以他有一个负担。
And so he had a burden.
他觉得如果照着圣经的话。
He felt that according to the scripture.
应该是可以实行，基督身体是可以实行的。
Christ's body can be realized.
我们没有理由继续这样分裂下去。
There's no reason to be divided.
所以圣灵就感动他。
And so the Holy Spirit.
他进食祷告。
He fasted and
prayed. 也和这一帮弟兄姊妹交通。
And then he fellowshiped this group of brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
And so
那个时候他也曾经到附近去，去旅行了一下。
And then at the time he traveled.
他才发现说，这一帮 Moravian.
These Moravians.
他原来是有很长很长的历史。
Had a long history.
他也读了 Comenian 那篇的东西。
He also read the writings of Comenian.
他里面就有一个负担。
So he had a burden.
他这里面有个祷告说。
So he prayed to the Lord.
主啊，这些人你要保留他们。
Lord, preserve these group of people.
不管怎么样。
Whatever.
如果只要我在地上还活有一口气的话。
As long as I'm living on this earth.
你看见他们不能够死。
They cannot die.
这个见证不能够死。
This testimony cannot die.
这是他里面的负担。
This was his burden.
所以他的祷告就是接着 Comenius 的祷告。
So his prayer was according to Comenius.
Comenius 觉得他的儿女都死了。
Comenius felt that all his children had died.
但 Zinzendorf 他们不能死。
But Zinzendorf these children cannot die.
他们逃到了 Hanhut.
They came to Hanhut.
现在主要使用他们。
God must use them now.
所以他就为他们祷告。
And so God he prayed for them.
他一个一个和他们的在一起交通。
And so he fellowship with them.
你弟兄姊妹。
And so my sisters.
你看你结果一个个都受感动。
And so all was felt, all was touched.
结果圣灵就大做工。
And so the Holy Spirit did great
work. 有一天他们聚在一起的时候。
One day they met together.
他们圣灵就感动他们。
Holy Spirit touched them.
他们就在一起一同在神面前许一个愿。
And so they all had a desire before them.
在神面前有一个 covenant.
They had a covenant.
就是说我们不管怎么样，我们不能分。
Whatever happens, they cannot be
separate. 我们应该彼此相爱。
They must love one another.
我们虽然看法不一样
，although we may see different,
我们的生命是一样。
Their life is the same.
所以这个生命能把我们聚在一起。
This life can cause them to be together.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
结果许多人他们都签下他们的字。
So many people signed on the covenant.
结果圣灵大做工。
And the Holy Spirit did a great work.
给他看见他们自己的败坏。
And then saw their corruptness.
所以那个时候他们彼此认罪。
And then they confessed their sins.
结果到了有一个主日早晨。
And then one Lord's day.
他们擘饼聚会的时候。
In the breaking of bread.
没有想到。
Never.
圣灵浇灌他。
The Holy Spirit came upon them.
Did
a great work on them.
结果就带来很大很大的复兴。
And there was a great revival.
Zinzendorf 说
，Zinzendorf
那一天好像五旬节一样。
At time was like Pentecost.
整个的 summer， 整个的暑假。
The whole summer,
was a golden summer. 满了神的同在。
Oh, presence of the Lord was there.
无论在哪里
，no matter where,
他们觉得基督的爱。
They felt God's presence.
所以你看，这是很大很大的神迹。
This is a great miracle.
本来这些人要分散的。
At first, they was to be split.
结果他们能够聚在一起。
Now they can be together.
乃是基督的身体。
It is Christ's body.
没有什么东西能够分开他们。
Nothing can split them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see?
圣灵做了很稀奇的工作。
The Holy Spirit did amazing work.
本来在 United Brethren 中间做。
At first, he did the work in the United Brethren.
现在在 Hanhut 又重新开始了。
He did this work again in Hanhut.
这是圣灵做的，弟兄。
This is the Holy Work.
你看你们这个意象还是从前的意象。
This is the same vision in the past.
现在 Zinzendorf 就看见了这班弟兄们所看见的意象。
So Zinzendorf saw the same vision of this group of brothers.
也就是保罗所看见的意象。
Also the vision of Paul saw.
所以他们就在一起聚会。
And so they met together.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵与他们同在。
Holy Spirit was with them.
然后他们因为附近很多森林。
Because there were many forests nearby.
他们就分一组一组的。
So they one group at a time.
在一起有交通。
They had fellowship.
如果现在你到亨霍去的话。
Then if you go to Hanhut.
你到森林里面。
You go to the forest.
你还看见一块一块石头，就他们从前他们在一起聚会。
Then you see a rock and a rock.And you see where they met.
所以这里一群，那里一群。
There one group, here one group.
这里一个 cell group, 那里一个 cell group.
Here one cell group, there one cell group.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
复兴就这样带进来。
Revival came in like this.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
如果你读教会历史的话
，if you study church history,
你看见吗
？You see.
主虽然教会历史经过了这么长。
Although there was such a long history,
但是因着 Valdensi 的见证
，But for testimony of Valdensi，
因着 Charles 的见证
，The testimony of Charles，
现在 John Huss 眼睛被开启了
，John Huss eyes opened，
跟随他的眼睛被开启
，His followers his eyes opened，
他们现在来到了亨混
，He came to 亨混，
他们道理懂
，They know，
他们实行上好像行不通的
，It's like practically they could not work it out，
但是最后他们接受十字架的工作
，But finally they did the work of the cross，
他们愿意彼此相爱
，They were willing to love one another，
他们彼此认罪
，They were willing to confess their sins，
大大的祝福
，And so God greatly
结果就带来了大的复兴
，And there was a great revival in their midst，
这个叫 Moravian revival，
This is the Moravian revival，
这在教会历史里面非常非常有名的
，This is a very famous in church history，
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？那个见证什么？那个 revival 什么 revival？
What kind of revival is that？
就是基督的身体
，It's The rival of Christ's body.
他们的见证是合一的见证。
This is a united.
不管你的背景是怎样。
No matter what your past is.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
结果主借着 Zinzendorf.
God through Zinzendorf.
就带进了大的复兴。
It was a great revival.
就在那个暑假。
In that summer.
他们有一个负担。
There was a burden.
他们觉得我们应该找48个弟兄。
You felt that they must find 48 brothers.
48位弟兄。
48 brothers.
每一个人祷告半小时
，Everyone pray half an hour。
结果24小时都有人在那祷告
，So 24 hours there'll be someone praying。
所以这叫做守望祷告
，This is watch night。
那守望祷告，守望的祷告是啊、
，Watch prayer，Watch prayer。
呀，这是守望的祷告，就是说24小时都有人在那祷告
，24 hour watch prayer。
弟兄姊妹，今天很多人要学那个祷告
，Today many must learn that prayer。
你学两天就不学了。
You learn 2 days and you don't learn anymore.
因为这个不是 revival.
Because this is not revival.
如果是 revival 的话，
revival,
你看那个会持续下去。
It will continue.
你知道那样的祷告一共祷告了多久吗
？You know that kind of prayer for how long?
一年吗
？One year?
不止。
No.
十年吗
？10 years?
不止。
No.
一共祷告了100年。
Pray for 100 years.
100年那个祷告从来没有停过。
100 years that prayer never stopped.
所以你知道那个 revival 是真的。
So you know that revival was a real one.
不是一时的冲动。
It's not a sudden one.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他们怎么祷告
？How did they pray?
他们为全世界祷告。
They pray for the whole world.
但愿神能够得着他所要得着的。
May the Lord have what he wishes to.
结果神听了那个祷告。
So God heard that prayer.
他们是1727年开始那个守望的祷告。
In 1727, they started the prayer.
祷告了100年。
Pray for 100 years.
到了1828年的时候。
In 1828.
神在英国就兴起了 John Nelson Darby， 还有George Muller， 还有 Robert Chapman 这一班的弟兄们。
God raised up Nelson Darby, John Nelson Darby, George Muller, and Robert Chapman.
所以 John Nelson Darby 他们能够起来，是因为这一班弟兄们祷告了一百年。
The reason why George Nelson Darby could be raised up is because these boys prayed for 100 years.
再过100年
After another 100 years.
1928年
In 1928.
尼托生弟兄
Brother Ni.
王宰弟兄还有其他的弟兄
And other brothers.
在中国被主兴起来
God raised them up.
结果他们做同样的见证
They did the same testimony.
他们的看见就像达比他们所看见的一样
Their seeing was a seeing of John Darby.
弟兄姊妹
Francisters.
无论在英国
Whether in England,
无论在中国
or in China,
那弟兄们所要的一个见证
the testimony that brothers want,
那个见证就是基督身体的见证
The testimony is the testimony of Christ's body
后来这个见证也来到了新加坡
And then that testimony came to Singapore
如果你们知道新加坡的故事
If you know the story of Singapore
主很奇妙的
God amazingly
从一个家两个家开始
From one family to another
因着他们向主忠心的缘故
Because they were faithful to God
弟兄姊妹
Francisters
结果主在这个地方就兴起了他的见证
God in this place raised up his testimony
弟兄姊妹
Francisters
为什么新加坡有这样的见证
Why did Singapore have this testimony
和摩尔维亚100年的守望祷告有关系
Has got something to do with the prayer for 100 years in Moravia
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord
因着这个缘故
For that reason
你看见英国的弟兄们
The brothers in England
他们就祝福他们
God bless them
因着他们跟随主的缘故
Because they follow the Lord
结果你知道说、这班弟兄们
You know that these brothers,
他们读圣经的时候
when they study the Bible,
他们就有了一些发现
they discovered, they have some discoveries,
是许多人没有发现过的
discoveries that other people did not discover,
在这个以前
before this,
theology, 主要的 theology is reformed theology,
the main theology was reformed theology,
这代表对圣经的一种的领会
this is one seeing in the Bible,
等着达比起来的时候
when Darby came,
他们对圣经的预言有更清楚的认识
they had greater understanding of God's prophecy,
他告诉我们主回来的快乐
They spoke about God's near coming.
今天我们不是等候敌基督，我们乃是等候基督。
Today we are not waiting for the Antichrist, but waiting for Christ.
我们要等候教会被提的。
We are waiting for the church to be raptured.
这些都是 John Nelson Darby 给我们。
This is what John Nelson Darby gave.
所以最近的预言一样一样的实现了。
And so recently the prophecies were
fulfilled. 包括1948年以色列复国了。
Including 1948 when Israel was
revived. 你看见和弟兄们所看见的刚好是一样的。
It's the same thing as what the brothers saw.
现在预言完全解开了。
And now the prophecies have been opened.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
对于 Reform theology 的人来说。
According to Reform theologians.
1948年是个 political accident.
1948 was a political accident.
这个复国是个 political accident.
The revival of Israel was a political accident.
你像连 Austin Spark 弟兄
，Even Austin Sparks.
你知道他其实很多他的看法，觉得教会是属天的。
He felt that many of the teachings of
the church is heavenly. 神已经把以色列放在一边了。
God already put Israel aside.
结果1948年以色列回国了。
By 1948 Israel came back.
1967年耶路撒冷拿回来了。
1968 Jerusalem was retaken.
结果 Austin Spark 对 Lance Lambert 怎么说呢
？You know what Austin Spark said Lance Lambert?
他说恐怕我们要 revise 我们的 theology.
We must revise our theology.
这什么意思
？What do you mean?
这就证明说
，This goes to show.
答案是对的。
Darby was right.
这一班弟兄们看见的是对的。
This group was right.
结果他们的看见。
What they are seeing?
在美国有一班学者就把它接受下来了。
A group of scholars took over this teaching.
这就是 Dallas Theological 那班的教授们。
Dallas Theological College, they accepted this teaching.
换一句话说，现在除了 Reformed understanding 之外
，Apart from Reformed understanding,
现在还有一个 understanding.
There's another understanding.
叫还有一个 understanding 就叫 dispensationalism.
It's called dispensationalism.
但是不管如何
，Whatever
弟兄姊妹，因为这一班弟兄们追求主的缘故
，Because the brothers follow the Lord.
爱主的缘故
，Because they love the Lord.
结果你看见说，主的话就丰富了。
God's word was rich.
所以感谢主。今天我们比从前更明白主自己的话。
Today we understand God's word more than in the past.
但是因着摩尔维亚教会的祷告
，Because of the prayer of the Moravia，
再一百年
，Another hundred years，
主兴起你托生
，God raised up，
再以前兴起 Austin Spark，
and then God raised up Austin Spark，
结果在他们身上
，In their hands，
你看见他们更往前一步
，They move one step further，
他们一面看见 Reform theology 的真理。
On the one hand, they saw the theology of reform.
他们也看见 dispensationalist 的 真理。
And then they saw dispensationalism.
结果你看圣经是拥抱这两个。
And then you see the Bible embrace both.
当你读圣经的时候
，When you read the Bible,
你看见说有的人只看见那一面，有的人看见另外一面。
Some people only saw this side, others saw the other side.
而一个瞎子，你摸象的时候摸着鼻子，以为象像个水管一样。
It's like when blind people feel an elephant, they feel the nose and it's not like a like a tube.
摸到他肚子的时候，你说像个鼓一样。
Like when you the elephant's stomach is like a drum.
两个都是对的。
All are right.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要的乃是全本的圣经。
What we want today is the whole Bible.
那不止如此。
Not only so.
今天不光是给我们看见教会合一的见证。
Not only do you want to see the united.
也给我们看见教会要长进的。
You want to see the growth of the church.
教会不光要长进。
Not only the church must mature.
教会要得到赏赐的。
The church must have reward.
这是国度的真理。
This is the doctrine of the kingdom.
所以神就兴起了像 Govet 这样的弟兄。
And so God raised Robert Govet.
所以借着 Govet， 借着 Austin Spark， 借着 Watchman Nee。
To Robert Govet, Austin Sparks, and Watchman Nee。
他们就把教会更往前的走一步。
They brought the church one step forward.
所以有一次
，So once，
当 Watchman Nee 和 Austin Spark 在一起谈话的时候
，When Watchman Nee and Austin Sparks had a conversation，
Spark 问他
，Sparks asked，
根据圣经
，According to Bible，
哪一段预言最难应验呢
？Which scripture is the most difficult to fulfill？
他说是以弗所书第四章跟第五章。
It's Ephesians 4 and 5。
第四章讲到基督的身体要建立要长大的。
Chapter 4 talks about Christ's body needs to mature.
从圣灵的合一要达到信仰的。
From the unity of the spirit must be unity of the faith.
这是第一。
It's the first.
到了第五章。
And then the chapter 5.
神主要得到荣耀的教会。
God wants to obtain a glorious church.
所以他们两个交通的结果。
So the fellowship that these two brothers
had. 好像这个两个是最难应验。
It's that these two are the most difficult to accomplish.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
就是根据那个意象。
But Based on this vision,
在中国的一般的弟兄子
a group of brothers and sisters,
他们也把自己种到地里面去了。
They planted themselves into the ground.
他们也愿意为着主把一切的都摆上。
They are willing to sacrifice everything for the Lord.
所以曾经在中国大陆有一个很大的复兴。
And so once there was a great revival in China.
所以眼看着五年之内，你就可以把整个中国福音化了。
And so for 5 years, the whole gospel was preached.
Evangelized
the whole of China.
弟兄姊妹，你看见那个时候主的工作、主的同在是何等的明显。
The Lord's presence was really real then.
但是正在要往前去的时候
，By the time when they were moving forward，
整个大陆的局势完全改变。
The whole situation in China changed.
因着这个缘故
，For that reason，
许多的梦不能够再实现。
All the dreams were not fulfilled.
所以最后
，So finally，
我们知道尼弟兄在病床上的时候
When Brother Nee was in his bed,
他写了一首诗歌。
He wrote a song.
这一首
hymn
有一首诗歌叫你想起 Komenia 的那个祷告。
That hymn made you think about the prayer of Komenia.
眼看着主的见证，眼看着一切都过去了。
I see everything.
虽然主在中国做了许多的工作，
although God did in China great work,
现在主一样一样的拆毁。
The Lord now just takes away everything, stripping, strips away everything.
最好一个个都没有了。
And then everything disappears.
因为慢慢的门就关掉了。
And then the door closes.
所以弟兄姊妹，在那个时候
，at that time,
尼托生写了一首诗歌。
What's when he wrote him?
这首诗歌和 Komenia 的感觉是一模一样的。
Has the same feeling as Komenia.
我把它稍微读一下。
Shall I read it?
很可惜那个没有英文的，所以我们弟兄又辛苦一点。
Oh dear.
这个393首。这是倪弟兄最后他在病床上，那个时候他写了这首诗歌。
When Wasmani was sick on bed, he wrote this.
他的师母写信给香港的弟兄们。
His wife wrote this to the brothers in Hong Kong.
那个时候他所经过好像经过整个的地狱一样。
His experience was like going through hell.
整个的环境好像阴府的门通通打开了。
It's like the gates of hell was totally open.
所以当他在病床上，他眼看着神的建造建筑一样一样的被拆毁。
When he was on a sick bed, he saw God's work one by one stripped away.
所以他就写了这首诗歌。
And so he wrote this hymn.
他说：“神，你正在重排我的前途。
Lord, once again, you are rearranging my future.
你也正在拆毁我的建筑。
You are also stripping away my building.
忠心侍奉的人日少一日，一天比一天少。
Those who are faithful are less and less daily.
误会增加，清白逐渐消失。误会增加 ，more misunderstanding.
More and more misunderstanding.
而且清白 ，the purity 慢慢的就不见了。
And the purity increasingly fades away.
我眼有泪珠。
My eyes have tears.
我看不清你的脸面。
I cannot see clearly your face.
好像你的话不像从前一样。
It's like your word is no longer like the past.
你使我减少。
You cause me to reduce,
好叫我更加添。
That I may increase,
好叫你的旨意比从前更甘甜。
That your will be even sweeter than before.
第二节他说，
Second,
我几乎要求你来停止你的手。
I wish that your hand would be stopped.
当我觉得我已无力再受。
When I feel that I can no longer have any more energy.
但你是神，你怎么可以让步？
But you are God, how can you give way?
求你不要让步，等我来顺服。
Please do not give way, let me submit instead.
如果你的旨意和你的喜乐
，If your will and your joy
是在乎我父痛苦的额
，It's according to
bear the yoke
to bear the yoke
suffering
of the suffering，
那么就愿我的喜乐
，Let it be my joy
是在乎顺服你的旨意
，That in following your will
来受痛苦
，to suffer，
好像你的喜乐所需要的代价
，It's like the joy the cost of your having joy
乃是需要受你阻遏。倒下，被你 chuck，
It's as if must be
倒下
，must be constrained choked by thee。
倒下，所以我就欢迎你的阻遏。
So I welcome your choking。
好叫我能使你的心喜乐。
That I might be pleasing to you。
那最后一节是最好的一节。
So the last verse is the best。
你将车辆赐给别人乘坐。You give the charity to other people。
You give charity to others to take。
你使他们从我头上扎过。
That you cause them to go past my head.
我的所有你正下手剥夺。
That all I have you will remove.
You are restripping.
You have stripped.
求你留下剥夺的手给我。
Can you remain?
你的 stripping hand.
Your stripping hand.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是最好的一句。
This is the.
我的所有你正下手剥夺。
Whatever I have left.Is your stripping hand?
求你留下剥夺手给我。
Can you remain your stripping hand?
这个 stripping hand 就是十字架的手。
This stripping hand is the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故
，For that reason,
叫尼托生这个人更减少。
That what when he will be reduced.
叫主自己更增加。
That the Lord will be increased.
所以最后他失去自由的时候
，And so when he lost his freedom,
你可以想象他觉得没有希望。
He felt that there was no more hope.
他不知道。当他坐了监牢以后
，He did not know that when he was in prison.
Normal Christian Life 成为 the best selling 这个世界上最畅销的一本书。
Normal Christian Life became the best seller.
他也没有想到。
He never thought.
就因着好像这般弟兄们种地一样，种到地里面去。
Like these brothers, they were sown into the ground.
结果好多年以后
，Many years later.
你看，在中国那个地方就开花就结果了。
That in China there was a lot of blooming.
今天无论在什么地方
，Today no matter where we are.
就像法国一样
，It's like France.
旷野中的教会
，The wilderness was planted in the church.
在山里面。无论在什么地方
，Whether in the mountains，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Wherever，
有许多人奉着主的名聚集。
There are many people who are meeting in the Lord's name。
你不觉得很稀奇吗
？Don't you think it's interesting？
Komeni 的故事重新演
，The story of Komeni was
United Brethren 的故事又重新表演。
The story of United Brethren was once again rehearsed。
你看见吗？结果今天是在中国重演的。
Today in China it was reenacted。
在法国
，In France，
神的儿女经过了多少的逼迫？
God's children went through so much suffering,
包括 Huguenots,
including the Huguenots,
包括 Cathars,
like the Cathars,
包括 Valdenses,
like the Valdenses.
然后这个 wilderness, now the church in the wilderness,
and the church in the wilderness.
但是最后，弟兄姊妹
，but finally,
你看见吗
？You will see.
结果你看见，结果借着 John Nelson Darby,
through John Nelson Darby,
有许多神的儿女看见真理。
Many brothers and sisters saw God's truth.
你不觉得主好像在那重复他的故事吗
？Isn't God enacting the story?
在法国所发生的
，whatever happened in France，
结果在中国照样的发生。
In China, it happened again.
最后我就要结束了。
I'm closing.
但是我一定要告诉弟兄姊妹这个故事。
I must tell brothers and sisters this story.
我们到了。这个我们这次到法国，我们去过了盖恩夫人生长的地方。
This time I went to France, the birthplace of Madame Guyon.
她33年都住在那个城。
33 years she lived in this town.
她学了许多的功课。
She learned many lessons.
所以今天我们得了盖恩夫人很多很多的帮助。
Today we receive much help from Madame Guyon.
有一件是非常稀奇的。
But one thing very amazing.
我们做梦也没有想到。
Cannot imagine.
这个地方叫 Montagis。
This place is called Montagis.
Montagis 对于 modern China 是个非常重要的。
To modern China, this place is very important.
因为最早最早的时候
，because right from the beginning,
周恩来是在那留学的。
周恩来 was from there.
邓小平是在那留学的。
邓小平 was from there.
所以最早有一批的留学生
，and so they studied there.
就是在法国
，they studied in France.
从 Voltaire 他们学会了无神论。
From Voltaire, they understood atheism.
然后从这个马克思，他们懂得了其他的经济的论调。
So from Marxism, they understood other things.
而且他们从教会受逼迫的历史
，from church history's persecution,
从 church inquisition,
from inquisition,
他们学会了怎么对付基督徒。
They learn how to deal with Christians.
然后你看见这一班的人就成为近代中国的领袖。
And then they became the modern China leaders.
所以等到邓小平回到法国的时候
，when Deng Xiaoping went back to China to France,
他特别说
，he said,
他说就在法国。
In France,
结果就产生了近代中国最重要的一批的领袖。
In France originates the leaders of modern China.
大陆的宗教政策
，the China's religious policy,
其实就是周恩来的政策。
It is the policy of 周恩来。
周恩来怎么说呢
？What did 周恩来 say?
他说我们有信仰的自由。
We have the freedom of faith.
我们也有不信仰的自由。
We also have the freedom of no faith.
当政府坚持不信仰的时候
，When government insists on no faith,
他知道怎么对付一切的情形。
He knows how to deal with all these things.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
因着这个缘故
，For that reason,
结果在中国这边大的土地上
，In China, this big land,
所发生的事。就好像当初在法国所发生过的一样。
It's the same thing that happened at that time in France.
但是很稀奇的一件事。
But amazingly,
当这班弟兄们他们在那里经过大灾难与大苦难以前
，When these brothers went through the big persecution,
很稀奇，几乎每一个人都读过盖恩夫人的传记。
Everyone read Madame Guyon's
book. 每一个人都读的 Sweet Smelling Myrrh 就是馨香的墨药。
They All read the smelling smurf,
sweet smelling myrrh.
Sweet smelling myrrh.
这个就是盖恩夫人的传记。
This is Madame Guyon's.
这个传记可以说每一个中国弟兄姊妹都读过的。
Everyone read.
你不管他读了多少的书
，No matter what books you read.
但是不管他有多少的学问，他都会这本书的。
No matter how educated this person is,
每一个人都学十字架的功课。
Everyone learned the story of.
所以在大苦难还没有来以前，他们已经准备好他们。
Before the great tribulation, they all learn the lesson of the cross.
所以请记得，为什么这班弟兄们能经过大风和大雨呢？
Why are they able to go through these heavy rain?
就是盖恩夫人的那个书已经帮助了他。
Because Madame Guyon's book has helped them.
所以你不觉得很稀奇吗？
Isn't it amazing?
盖恩夫人生长的地方。
The birthplace of Madame Guyon,
他学功课的地方
the place that she learned,
后来就成为今天中近代中国的一个圣地一个 pilgrimage 一定要去的地方
It is a pilgrimage today for many Chinese
所以你看见吗当你读到近代教会历史的时候
So today you see the modern church history
你就能看见神做了多么稀奇的故事
You see God does an amazing work
所以当你回过头来看教会历史的时候
So when you look back to church history
你看见说在教会历史里面
In church history,
的的确有一个历史是基督身体的历史
It's a history of Christ's body
这个生命是死而复活的生命
This is a life that
came out of death 所以他经过死
Through death
但是不被死拘禁
But cannot be succumbed by death
最后能胜过死
And can overcome death
弟兄姊妹如果是出于主的一定能经过死
If it's from the Lord, it will go through death
我们怎么知道 United Brethren 所看见是合乎神的心意呢
How do you know the United Brethren are according to God's heart?
因为撒旦要他死
Because Satan wants them dead
结果神叫他从死里复活
But God caused them to resurrect
你怎么会想到神会得着圣心道夫呢
How did God obtain this enough?
主在中国的工作也是这样
God's work in China was like that
你看见表面上已经死了
On the surface, they look dead.
弟兄姊妹
But Brian,
但是最后你看见丰收看见复活
But finally, there was harvest.
所以这是主的工作
This is God's work.
那么弟兄姊妹
So Brian, sisters,
现在当初怎么在法国有旷野的教会
At that time, how the church was in the wilderness in France
现在到处在中国大陆也是旷野的
教会 Now in China, there are many churches in the wilderness.
这什么意思
What do you mean?
这就是基督的身体
This is Christ's body.
这不是传统
This is not tradition.
所有的传统都要过去
All the traditions must pass away.
在大逼迫的时候
In persecution,
你怎么可能还有大房子呢
How can you have big buildings?
你看神的儿女就四分四散了
All the children of God will be scattered
他们无论在哪里
Wherever they are
就把天堂带到哪里
They bring heaven to them
所以因着这个缘故
For that reason
我们怎么不感谢主呢
How can we not thank the Lord?
所以为着主在新加坡已经做的工作
Because of what God already did in the church in Singapore
你看见当初的弟兄们
You see the brothers
在这里付上代价
They paid the price
他们受了许多的误会
They were misunderstood
受了许多的逼迫
They were persecuted
有许多的眼泪是我们不知道的
There were many tears which we did not know
有许多的苦难是我们不知道的
There were a lot of sufferings we did not know
就是为着主自己的见证
But for God's testimony
所以因着他们为主摆上了
Because they sacrificed
主还保守我们这些人在这里
The Lord preserves all of us here
所以主如果主恩待弟兄
If the Lord is gracious to us
但是我们不要忘记
Let's not forget
我们不能再跟随传统
We cannot follow tradition
看见吗
you see?
主所要的
What the Lord wants,
乃是基督的身体
It's Christ's body.
我们应当怎么办呢
so what do we do?
我们都有一个倾向
We have a direction
tendency.
We have a tendency.
我们的 tendency 就是要回到传统
Our tendency is to follow tradition.
我们很可能变成另外一个传统
We very likely can be another tradition.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
我们说别人是宗派
We see other people are denominations.
我们有没有可能变成另外一个宗派
Is it possible that we become a denomination?
不要忘记
Let's not forget.
我们有这个可能
We have a possibility.
因为保罗也有这个可能
Because Paul had a possibility.
所以怎么办
so what do you do?
今天圣灵需要折服他的教会。
Today the Holy Spirit must
今天圣灵必须要捉拿不拘捕他的教会。
The Holy Spirit must arrest the church。
只有当教会投降的时候
，Only when the church surrenders。
只有我们手上带着锁链的时候
，Only when we are chains in our hands。
那是十字架的记号。
That is the sign of the cross。
这个时候，你看见教会基督的身体就完全被建立。
And then the body of Christ will be built up.
所以我想这就是我这次所要交通的。
This is what I want to share this time.
其实礼拜四跟礼拜六是接着这个营会里面的信息。
Actually, Thursday and Saturday follows the preaching on the message in church.
如果你们去参加这一次的，我相信应该也可以连得上去的。
If you have joined this time, then you can follow up.
但是我想弟兄姊妹你能领会我里面的负担。
But you can understand my heart's burden.
我盼望年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I hope young brothers and sisters.
你要看见今天我们的前面的弟兄们。
You must see the brothers that went before us, ahead of us.
他们摆上了一切。
They sacrificed.
但愿今天留下的不是传统。
That what remains today is not tradition.
但愿今天我们能看见他们所看见的。
That we might see today what they saw.
而新加坡的工作。
That the work in Singapore
是那一百年祷告的结果。
Was a result of the 100 years prayer.
你想那一百年的祷告，神会不听吗
？Do you think God will not hear the prayer of the 100 years?
所以我们相信。
So we believe.
在这些年间
，In these times,
主要复兴他的教会。
God wants to revive His church.
主要叫我们再一次的复活过来。
God wants us once again to revive.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
教会如果是出于主的
，If the church is of the Lord,
他可以经过死。
He can go through death.
但是要从死里复活。
But we'll be resurrected.
我们可能有一段非常的下沉。
Perhaps we may have a very low period.
可能慢慢人就离开了。
Maybe people will leave.
我们觉得聚会好像没有主的同在。
We thought our meeting like God's not here.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
如果你愿意做 the prisoner of Jesus Christ.
If you're willing to be a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你愿意做 the prisoner for our master, for the Lord.
If you're willing to be a prisoner for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
主就能保守我们
The Lord preserve us.
叫我们紧紧地来跟随
That we may follow closely.
所以求主祝福这个聚会
May the Lord bless this meeting.
虽然我们要散去
Although we may depart.
但愿这些话能够留在教会里
May the words remain in the church.
尤其在年轻人中
Especially in the hearts of young brothers and sisters.
We who are older. 我们有应该要告诉他们
We need to tell them.
我们要告诉他们在新加坡所发生的故事。
We need to tell them what the story happened in Singapore.
神当初怎样与神弟兄们同在
？How the Lord was with the brothers.
弟兄姊妹，如果该死的就让他死吧。
Those ought to die, ought to die.
如果是出于主的，他就不能死。
If it's of the Lord, they cannot die.
所以做父母的。
Those who are
parents, 我们应该告诉下一代
we need to tell the next generation.
如果我们让他们明白到底为什么主聚于我们在这里。
Why the Lord remains us here?
如果光是一个聚会的话
If it's just a meeting,
为什么不参加别人呢
Why not join others?
为什么弟兄们聚在这里呢
Why do brothers meet here?
神给你们一个托付
God gave us, entrusted us with something.
已经在你们肩膀上
It's on your shoulders.
所以无论如何的艰难
Whatever, however difficult,
你们愿意起来忠心跟
If you are willing to follow him faithfully,
当我们都起来忠心跟
If you are willing to follow after him faithfully,
你看主要复兴他的
And God will revive his church.
就在这些年间
In this time,
他要复兴他自己的。
He will revive his own work.
我们相信圣灵能做这样的。
We believe the Holy Spirit will do the work.
我们低头简单。
Shall we pray?
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we place these words before thee.
虽然聚会散去。
Although the meeting is ended.
求你继续说这些话。
Lord, continue to speak to us.
借着录音带。
Through tapes.
借着这些信息，让我们温习的时候。
When we revise these messages.
让我们更明白你的旨意。
That we understand your word even more.
不光年长的一代。
Whether it's old
还有年轻的一代
or young,
能明白保罗所看见
that we understand what Paul saw.
我们看见说在教会历史里面
in church history,
这个是可以实行
this can be
actualized. 虽然他需要付上代价
although it has a price to pay,
虽然他需要经过死而复活
although must go through death to resurrection,
因为这就证明是基督的身体
and this testifies that it is Christ's testimony.
这个生命是敌人不能够摧残的
this life, the enemy cannot swallow
这个生命是阴间的门不能胜过
this life, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给
all glory and praise be given to you hear this our prayer
虽然我们散去
although we depart
求你与我们同去
Lord be with us
纪念你自己的见证
Lord remember your own testimony
我们为着 Wilkie 和 Zhang Yi 的弟兄
Lord we pray for Wilkie and Zhang Yi
把他们恭敬地交在你手里
that we praise them all before you
但愿他们向着你忠心
Lord that we be faithful
to you 他们起来
that we may arise
为着你自己的见证而活
that for your testimony we will live
听我们祷告
Hear this our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名
In the name of our Lord Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.